you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
So right now, I'm standing in the gayest place on earth.
I guess so.
Mother Iran, avvalan hamjins.
In Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country. We don't have that in our country. In Iran, we do not have this phenomenon. I don't know who's told you that we have it.
Who wants some man meat?
I do. I want some man meat.
Gay, 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 gay.
Talk about being gay.
Frankly, I think, you know, it comes off a little gay.
You're gay. You're gay. You're gay. You're gay. You're gay. You're gay. You're gay. You're so gay. You're so gay. You don't even know you're gay. You're gay. You're gay.
You're really really gay. You're gay. You're really really gay. You're gay. Oh god, you're really gay. Yes, I said you're gay. That's because you're really gay. You're gay, 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 these people who have to call, and I'm sure you see this all the time, Mike, as you go, they have to call somebody else that's there so that they can see where they're sitting.
Yeah.
And it's not because they have better seats necessarily. They're sitting further away, but no. Look back over by, look to your left.
I'm waving now.
And they'll do this throughout the game. If they don't see him, they'll continue to try until the end of the game.
Yeah.
These are one of two people. Giant douchebags.
Right.
Who are just showing off.
Or smaller douchebags?
No. Or people, because Laker tickets are unfortunately so expensive, especially in the playoffs, that are just super excited that they actually have tickets and they want to show off to their friends that they actually are sitting there.
Yeah, but their friends are there too, is what Kevin's saying.
Right. Their friends are in the house.
It's like they're calling people at home saying, hey, dude, hey, I'm at the Lakers game. You can't believe it. They're there and their friends are there.
And this particular one, the friend they were calling was closer down to the court, so it wasn't like I have better seats than you. It was just...
Where are you? Here's where I am.
Yes.
Let's make eye contact.
And you would think that that would last for 30 seconds, and then you go, oh, never mind, let's just watch the game. Doesn't. They can't stop.
I think it's one of the great tragedies of L.A. sports fans in general, and the Lakers in particular, that often it's about being seen at the event or being at the event more than it is about the game, which I think is a real shame.
Yeah, sometimes it is. That's true.
I think it's a real disservice to the Lakers, particularly as a team.
The first two rows, really, around the court are more of a catwalk than they are,
true fans.
I suppose it's a byproduct of the city of Los Angeles more than anything else, but it is kind of a shame that the team and the real fans who are up in the nosebleeds, you know, those seeds are going to people who really are just there to be seen.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Hey, no, over. Look higher. Look higher.
Look at us. We're both here at the Lakers game.
I'm waving my hand.
I'm here. You're there. Look at you being there.
If they finally accomplish it, which this poor woman didn't last night, she just could not get her friend to see her. If they finally accomplish it, then it's just like, oh, all right.
Good. How do you not get up, though, and go over and slap that phone right out of her hand?
I don't know. I was fascinated. I was mad at first, but then by the second quarter, I was fascinated. Like, how long is this going to go on? How much does this person care? And then halftime, and then, you know, third quarter, it was still happening, and I was thinking, wow, this is exceptional.
Well, they obviously can't care about the game, right? You can't be doing that.
I don't
really care about
she
what's
was
going on.
Paying
in,
much attention
the
to
court.
The game, no.
I would have implanted her droid phone like an IUD. That's what I would have done. She would have been carrying it home in a different pocket.
That would have been a good.
All I'm saying.
That would have been a good answer.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying that would have been
this
a good
is
answer.
Me saying it.
Right.
All right.
That would have been a good answer.
Go Flyers.
All right. Let's
Flyers
tonight.
Go Flyers tonight.
Game three. Philadelphia Flyers are on a mission. Those of you not watching the playoffs, there are four teams left. Flyers are one of them.
Go Flyers.
They are on a roll like I've never seen. And,
series is 2-0, Flyers over the Canadiens. And the Canadiens, well, they just have yet to score a goal so far. We got that going for us.
And you've scored nine.
9-0
so far in two games. So that first game was 6-0.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're crazy.
Yeah. So if you're the Canadiens, are you just hoping to score a goal tonight, or do you hope to win
the game?
Where is the game? It's in Montreal. Oh, it's the first two in Montreal.
No, not Montreal. No, they have to win it. They have to.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Ralph's exactly right, though. At this point, you've been demoralized. You're just hoping to not get your ass whooped.
Yeah.
Just flummoxed. To lose by less than four goals.
And by the way, same goes for the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, I agree.
In panic mode. They have to be, right?
Phoenix Suns, they have no way of guarding the Lakers when the Lakers want to play. But I'll tell you, it was a good game last night, except for, hey, look at me.
You are remarkably coherent this morning for a guy who had been to the Lakers game
last night. How dare you?
Because you are not the kind of guy who usually can go out at night and go to an event and then get home a little bit later, maybe miss out on sleep a little bit, and then come in the next morning and sound reasonable.
Western Conference Finals on television start at 6 o'clock.
Oh, I see. Yeah, but still, so you couldn't have gotten home until 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
right?
We got up at 10.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, look at me.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
With Kevin Offen, it's the next day.
Oh, I see.
How dare you?
So tune in tomorrow? Is that what you're saying?
Tomorrow's when we're going
to really pull this off. This is the convention show, and everybody's coming up next with music and then for two heavy songs.
All right, let's take some phone calls to deflect this conversation.
Yeah, I bet you'd like to.
1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
And the winner today gets a pair of tickets to the Strike Force Live on Wednesday, June 16th at the Nokia Theater, LA Live. So congratulations for you. To you.
All right.
With
Never
you.
Mind. Kevin's back.
Congratulations with you. Go to one of our favorite callers, Chewy. Hey, Chewy.
Oh, Chewy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Chewy. What it do?
What's happening, Chew?
How about those Lakers and what about those Flyers too?
Yeah.
Now that Ralph mentioned it,
it's good times here at the Kevin and Bean Show, sports wise.
It is
great time. Not particularly a Flyers fan. A buddy of mine is, but you got to root for the buddy's team, and of course for Ralph.
I appreciate your support.
Yeah,
sir.
Listen, I never root for Philadelphia, but this has been an amazing, amazing run, and the teams that I do usually root for when the Kings are out are also out. So
it's just good times for hockey in general. It's been a great playoff so far.
It has been, yeah, yeah. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Called my mom after the Suns game.
She's a big Suns fan, right?
A huge Suns. And she picked up the phone and said, I probably shouldn't answer this.
Wow.
Driving a wedge between families, this series is.
Because she knew we were going to rub it in. All right. Let's go to Marissa. Hi, Marissa. What it do?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So, does anybody else agree that it's way too early to be preached at by Jehovah's Witnesses at a gas station at 5:30 in the morning?
At this time of the morning? Yes.
Yes. It was ridiculous. Absolutely. I just want to fill up my car with gas and go home.
Yeah, that's not right. They can't accost you at a gas station. That ain't right.
Yeah, because you have nowhere to go. You can't leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Like, you can't like hide behind your door and just like pretend you're like not there. You're there. Like you're right there. So this little
and you're there for a little while.
Were they riding their bikes? Is that the Jehovah's Witness?
No. Those are
Mormons. The
Mormons.
These are,
okay.
Yeah, these are Jehovah's Witness. They like to be in cars and they like to be comfortable.
Okay, good. So they came up to you and said what?
No, there was a little old lady, and she came up. She's like, would you like a magazine? I'm like, oh, no, thank you. And then she just started her spiel, and I just looked at her. I'm like, it's okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And I just kind of, like, tried to get in my car and close my door slowly. But it was so sad because she's a little old lady, and half my family is Jehovah's Witness. So all I can see is, like, my grandma. I'm just like, this is so bad, but I don't want to be bothered right now.
Marissa, yeah. You know it works for me when that kind of thing happens. I take out the nozzle from my car, and I douse them with gasoline, and then I pull out a lighter, and I say, do we really want to have this conversation? And usually they run away.
And then if they don't run away, you go, think I won't?
Yep.
That's the way to handle it.
It's bonfire.
I'll definitely try that next time.
Yeah, all right. Good luck.
Thank you for the call.
Don't really try that, by the way, in case lawyers are listening.
Let's go to Cole. Hi, Cole.
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
I was calling just to talk about Megan Fox not being in Transformers 3.
How about that?
Oh, I didn't see that news.
Broke yesterday.
How's she not going to be in it? What's the reason to go?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
After,
what is it?
After the second one, which was the only reason really kept me entertained was seeing her. I can't imagine three without her is going to be
there was
be
a
much.
Lot of action in Transformers 2, which I liked, but storyline and everything else, it really was just a chance to look at Megan Fox for the most part.
Of course.
Exactly.
Why does she say she's not doing it? Just other things to do?
She, She said it was Michael Bay. That's why she's not doing it. But
oh, there was
they
that
don't
whole
get along,
thing.
Really, she doesn't care for him, and I think she feels she doesn't need the franchise anymore. And she's probably right.
Yeah.
But have you seen the trailer for Jonah Hex, that new movie coming out that she's in?
Yeah, she looks mighty fine in that
She plays an Old West whore. Oh, mommy.
Old West? It's a Western?
It's a Western, yeah. And she plays a Western Old West prostitute.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in on that.
Who gets into action and adventure.
I'm in on that.
That's Jonah Hex.
Sounds like a good plan. Let's go to Dave. He's got an interesting question. Hi, Dave.
Oh.
Hello, Dave.
Oh, hey, this is Dane.
Hi, Dane.
Hey, apparently I have a bad snoring problem, and the way my girlfriend decides to fix it is to sock me in my face every night.
Hmm. She punches you?
Yeah, every single night's been going on for the past week and a half.
Wow. And it hasn't helped?
I guess for the moment it helps, but I still snore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. It's been going on all week long?
Yeah.
If she's still doing it, you're not reacting to it correctly.
Probably not.
Yeah. Right, but what do you... But he can't hit her, so what's he supposed to do?
Well, you duct tape her arms to her body before you go to sleep.
Okay, good.
And that way, she's not hitting anybody.
Behind her back.
Yeah.
Maybe I've been thinking about doing that.
Have you swaddle her.
Have you looked into any kind of surgery or any kind of help so that you don't snore so much, so loud?
Oh, no, I'm happy. I'm glad it bothers her.
You like it.
All right,
okay.
This is a good relationship.
All right, it's healthy.
You guys deserve each other.
Right?
She deserves you, and you deserve the hit.
Great.
All right. All right.
I got one question. I'm sorry, Dave.
Yes, Mike.
How hot is this broad? That you, A, are in a relationship where you enjoy hurting her and don't mind that she's punching you in the face.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Got it.
Because if she wasn't, you wouldn't take any of it, and she wouldn't take it, and you'd both move on.
Right.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Wow. He's a font of excitement.
Yeah. He's committed.
Hey, I just want to know if her hitting me is all right.
What if we said no, it's not all right? Would that stop anything in your life? No.
No, it wouldn't make a difference. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? We have comedian Jay Mohr in the studio.
Yeah.
Very excited about that. Love Jay Mohr, one of the funniest people on the planet.
Hope he's okay. Because we did hear this week that Gary Unmarried is no longer on CBS.
His TV show has been canceled. That's true.
So I hope he's all right.
Michael Stevenson is a name that Ralph is very excited about. As am I now that I saw Best Worst Movie Ever.
Michael Stevenson was the little boy who starred in Troll 2. If you heard me last week talking about the best worst horror movie ever. He was the little boy in that movie some 20 years ago. Now he's all grown up, and he's made a documentary about the fact that people still watch and love Troll 2. It has become a cult classic, and he explores that phenomenon and revisits with some of his old castmates and the director and stuff. And it is a fascinating, hilarious documentary.
And it's not just a self-proclaimed, this is the worst movie ever. I mean, this is IMDb, Rotten Tomatoes.
Consensus.
People who know.
Worst movie that has ever been made. And that's pretty tough. That's a tough category.
There's a lot of competition.
But this one is super, super, super terrible. I haven't seen the whole movie yet. They just show clips in this particular movie.
Yeah, even if you haven't seen the movie, you can appreciate the documentary.
But they are having parties, all over the country where they watch Troll 2. And they have midnight screenings. And they have the cast show up. And it's the weirdest phenomenon you've ever seen. We have Dr. Drew on the program today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to run a little something by him called butt chugging.
Mmm.
It's always good. Things you found out on Twitter/Facebook. This seems to be the way that people find out information that it used to be somebody would have a face-to-face conversation with you when you were getting A, fired, B, broken up with, C, your series is being canceled.
Is this stem from Alyssa Milano who found out that her show Romantically Challenged was canceled via Facebook?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's not how you want to find out. Right?
No.
That ain't right.
Too much information, man.
Yeah. Too much information.
And yesterday, Ralph, you weren't here, but we did in the showbiz beat. Justin Bieber is up for Best New Artist at the BET Awards.
Oh, well, sure. Got to give a brother some love.
The BET Awards.
Don't get me started. But we'll have this conversation later.
The BET Awards.
But I saw him for the first time last night. He was on American Idol.
He's like eight, right?
On the results show.
Right.
And I watched last night's show specifically to see him because I wanted to see what all the hubbub was about.
Right.
What a talentless turd that kid is. He is just a haircut. That's it.
He does have a haircut.
That's all he's got, though.
We also have Joshua Jackson.
Woo!
From Fringe, season finale.
Fringe this season has been un-freaking-believable.
It has been great, and it's
the stuff that it's trying to do is so out there that it would, it's, you know, they're swinging for the fences. If it didn't succeed, it would be terrible.
It is amazing how tight this show is and how they have pulled off, like you said, ridiculous concepts that you're just so invested in.
It's kind of the sort of the same thing as Lost this season, where there's two different realities kind of going on at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But they pull it off in a bizarrely just wonderful way. It's just so fun to watch and see, you know, what's going on and who's in charge and big surprises. And so the finale's coming up and we have Joshua Jackson on the program today. Plus your chance to win Weenie Roast tickets.
Okay.
Coming up on today's Kevin and Bean Show, we'll take a break and come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. Keep listening for your chance to win the K-Rock Weenie Roast 2010 tickets. Those are coming up. It is 5:54. Ralph Garman is here with a look at the Showbiz Beat.
Happy Draw Muhammad Day, by the way.
No.
Happy what? Draw Muhammad Day.
What is that?
No.
It's Draw Muhammad Day.
It's not here.
May 20th.
Not for me.
Where everyone's supposed to draw Muhammad.
Nope.
Apparently, this is a page on Facebook that a group has started to, as they claim on their site, promote free discussion of the brutality of the radical aspects of Islam. Because, you know, it is verboten.
Yes.
To draw Muhammad.
Death penalty.
Death penalty, yeah.
Nope.
So this page is trying to stir up controversy and conversation about this aspect of the Muslim community. And as you can imagine, it's not going over so well.
Nope.
Pakistan has banned Facebook indefinitely from their country.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, remember when Matt and Trey did that?
Yeah.
They didn't even draw Muhammad. They were just referring to him.
I know. So,
yeah, they that's not.
Just want to let you
know. We're not going to participate.
Plus, I'm not very good at drawing.
It's everybody draw Muhammad Day. Well, you know.
You couldn't tell who it was if I drew it.
It's everybody but us.
Is that Dave Coulier? No, it's Muhammad. All right. Can I get my camera going here? There we go.
Yes, you can.
Much. I appreciate that. This is an interesting story. British Petroleum, the oil behemoth that is, depending on who you talk to, responsible for pumping gallons and billions of gallons of oil into the Gulf off of Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
They have agreed to try a machine that removes oil from water. And the interesting part of the story is that it was invented by Kevin Costner's brother.
No kidding.
What?
He Did he work for an oil company?
A machine that removes oil from water.
Huh.
And BP has said, all right, we'll give it a try.
Hmm.
Apparently, the development and design of this machine was financed by Kevin's movie fortune.
Hmm. Odd.
So something good has come out of Kevin Costner's movies.
That's encouraging.
Not for the audiences, but, you know, in terms of the box office receipts, it's being used for a positive reason.
That's so
probably
funny.
Just the windfall of cash from that last voter. What was that one called? The
oh,
only voter.
Right.
What a terrible movie that looked like.
Apparently, Kevin used to live in the water, you know, he used to live in the water world, and he had gills and everything, so I guess it's very important to him that you get the oil out of the water.
Important cause.
Nicolas Cage is the man. I love him more every time I read a story about him.
Now why?
Because he has a very interesting dietary restrictions.
Okay.
He, when it comes to the meat that he ingests.
Yes.
He only eats animals that he says that have interesting lovemaking habits.
What?
I've never heard of anything like that
before. That's how he decides what meat to eat.
What?
No pun intended. He finds the mating rituals of fish and birds very dignified.
Okay.
And romantic. And so he eats those, but he says that pigs are sort of disgusting and not nearly as elegant when it comes to their sex, so he doesn't eat any pork. Because their lovemaking habits are sloppy and repulsive.
He's joking.
I don't think so. That's why I love him.
That's awesome.
I love him.
Who would ever even have
PETA
that?
PETA needs to pick up this cause.
Yes. Only eat things that hump well.
Who would even think of that?
Nicolas Cage. That's why he's the man.
You know what I mean? It's not like everybody sits around and goes, maybe I should only eat food where they have sexy, you know, mating. No way.
Good sexy
he's
time.
He's the first person.
He's the first person to ever have that thought.
Oh, lobsters. They're romantic. Oh, can't wait to get some of that tail. And does George Clooney, is there a better life than George Clooney's?
No.
I can't imagine.
Does anyone live better than George Clooney?
I can't imagine there is anyone.
I mean, he deserves it because he's the man. But He apparently is shooting a movie in Hawaii currently called The Descendants. And he decided he wanted to have his girlfriend, Elizabeth Canales, come along for the trip while he's there.
Yes.
So here you go. So far we got filming a movie in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Bring along your smoking hot girlfriend.
Correct.
And then so you two have someplace nice to spend the time in Hawaii. He's currently living in a suite that rents for $6,000 a night.
Wow.
God.
Is it one of those that's like the size of a house or whatever?
It must be.
Wow.
So that's what he's doing these days.
$6,000 a night.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes and shoots the movie, and then when he comes home, his girlfriend's in lingerie.
At his $6,000 a night suite. Oh, stop it.
There's got to be some downside to this story.
There is none. And, of course, by now everyone knows that that dude was kicked off American Idol last night. Whoever it was. Casey James. Name. Casey James was his name. He's the long blonde-haired kid.
A porn name.
No clue.
So the only two left are Crystal Bowersox and Lee DeWise.
And do people like either of them?
There's your American Idol update. Yes.
Okay.
Everyone likes both of them.
Oh, they do.
So
okay.
It's going to be a real neck and necker, according to this story here. I did watch last night, as I mentioned, only because Justin Bieber was performing, and I wanted to see what all the hubbub was about. And it's about nothing, I found out. And also, Travis Garland performed. Have you know who Travis Garland is?
I don't think I've ever heard the name.
Travis Garland is a musician who is currently getting a big push because he was discovered and is being managed by Perez Hilton.
Oh!
Oh, wow.
Really?
These were the two artists that were performing on American Idol last night.
With the ratings that they have, how do they not get the superstars? I mean,
well,
I do.
Justin
they
Bieber
do occasionally.
Can't be more of a superstar than Justin Bieber right now, right? In terms of that world.
Yeah, but who's this other guy?
I don't know.
How did he get on that show?
But Perez Hilton was there whoring him out, and I'll tell you something. Both of them looked like guys that wouldn't make the cut to get into New Kids on the Block or 98 Degrees in one of those boy bands. It was strictly boy band stuff, and it was bad boy band stuff.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
So I don't watch it
anymore. Has pop music ever been at a worse state?
I don't think
that
so.
That kind of music?
I don't think
it's
so.
It's so uninteresting.
It really is crap.
Yeah.
It always happens this way, though, is that music swings one way and the good people start it.
Right.
And then the followers come in and they start making copies of it. And then that kind of sucks. And then they get copies. And by that point, everybody turns their back and they go somewhere else.
I know there's some talent out there. You got Lady Gaga, who I think is talented, and Beyonce and Timberlake and people like that who actually make some good music. But for the majority, I think pop music these days.
Yeah.
I mean, no wonder you listen to us because it's just that other stuff's crap.
You got Kesha, you know.
Well, Kesha, that's true. She's talented.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Singer-actress Cher is 64 years old today. Now we're talking. Now we're talking pop music. Cher.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, do you believe in love after love?
Is she still preserved enough to?
Yeah.
I think so.
A little. Yeah.
Just
kind of
tepid. Just a touch. Yeah. I mean, it's all surgically enhanced, but I think she's still
a
pretty hot.
A little light one.
Do you believe in love after love? I'm going to get a little of that for next hour. I love that song.
Really?
Does that make me gay?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah, that does.
It's a great tune.
That makes you gay.
Makes my ass shake when I hear it.
Right.
And clench sometimes.
All right.
Jane Whelan of the Go-Go's is 52 years old today. Go-Go's are doing their farewell tour, by the way, in case you want to catch
it. Is that right?
It's all over. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bronson Pinchot.
Yeah!
Perfect Strangers.
Yep.
Beverly Hills Cop.
He was 51. The banana in the tailpipe guy?
No,
Beverly Hills Cop?
That was Eddie Murphy said banana in the tailpipe.
Eddie Murphy. What was he?
He was, that's not sexy. That's animal with your hair, chest hair, or crispy.
Okay.
Yeah. Timothy Oliphant, very talented actor. He's currently in Justified over on FX. He was in Deadwood. He was Hitman in the movie Hitman. So good. 42 years old today. And rapper Busta Rhymes is 38 years old today. And our own Miss Cleo, who works in the show here.
Yes, that's right.
So it's Busta Rhymes and Busta Bra. they're both celebrating a birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I come with an open heart, I come with a grateful heart, and I come with a mother's heart.
The mothers of three Berkeley students held hostage or held as spies, and if the latter were true, we wouldn't know, in Iran, got to visit their kids. Shane Hickey's mom, Cindy, choked up.
I have real strong hopes of the great possibility of bringing them home.
The three hikers crossed the border last summer, have been a political football ever since as the U.S. and U.N. try to impose more sanctions over Iran's nuclear program. Californians are split down the middle, 49-48 in favor of the marijuana legalization initiative that's going to be on the ballot. The Public Policy Institute also notes Republican Meg Whitman has lost 50 points in her lead for governor. And it was simpler than in the movies. He just crawled through the museum window, a masked bandit in Paris making off with Picasso's and Matisse's value. $100 million. 70s and 80s today. 59 at K-Rock. I'm Doc on the Rock.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. And coming up, things you found out on Twitter or Facebook that you maybe should have found out from somebody face-to-face.
Yeah, that happens a lot now. People are cowards.
There was a Alyssa Milano found out that her her series was canceled.
Yeah.
And there was another story where there was a couple that found out they were divorced because he or her changed their Facebook status to single. And then the other one went to it and went, well, you know, your Facebook status is single. And it, yeah, I wanted a divorce.
Oh, my God.
That's not how you want to find out things. So that's coming up as well, along with a chance to win Weenie Roast tickets. First, let's talk about Justin Bieber, 16 years old.
Yeah.
Bieber fever. Taking over the country.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know he has the number one CD in America?
I did not know that.
He does.
Really? Yeah. And was on American Idol last
night. He's on American Idol. BET Award. A lot of stuff going on with the Biebs. So I figured we might want to get him on the phone and just see what it's all about.
Well, what's it get?
Justin?
What?
How are you doing today?
I'm tired.
You're tired, yeah?
And hungry.
Oh, yeah? A lot of touring, a lot of signing autographs, or what?
Are you a believer?
I'm not. I'm not really. Don't cry. It's not my style of music. That's all.
Mom,
really? Is she gonna help
you?
Now you have the number one CD in America.
I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
And you were just named MTV's hottest MC in the game.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Let me tell my baby friend Omar to shut up.
You have a baby friend named Omar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got
second hottest MC in the game.
Not second hottest.
No,
hottest.
Omar.
Omar is the second hottest.
I'm number one in the game.
You are, yeah.
Yeah.
And
You're
not black.
I am black.
You're not black at all.
I am.
You have a tattoo that everybody's talking about. This bird in flight on your hip. Kind of. It's kind of in a girl placement. That's where girls get tattoos, yeah. Kind of on their left inner hip.
Oh, come on.
Justin, you can't.
Don't cry.
Justin.
Not a girl.
That's where you got the tattoo is all I'm saying, is where girls get tattoos. All right, but let me cheer you up there, Justin. Oh, man.
I want a binky.
That's a really bad noise.
Shut up, mean man.
Now, Justin, what I really wanted to talk to you about, though, is that you got nominated for Best New Artist for the BET Awards.
Mm-hmm. Black.
That's the thing.
And you know
Justin Bieber, black.
You know what BET stands for, right? It's Black Entertainment Television.
Bieber.
No,
huh?
No, it stands for black.
Black.
It's entitled.
No, I already just said it. I already said it. It's Black Entertainment Television. No.
My favorite show. You guys want to watch some Blue's Clues?
No.
We'd rather... Okay, listen.
God.
You can't get upset because we don't...
Ow, ow.
What is that?
What's happening?
Ow.
Are you getting another
Justin,
tattoo?
What is that?
Yeah, right now.
You're getting another tattoo? What's this tattoo?
I'm getting a tramp stamp of Poe from the Teletubbies.
Okay.
Right there on my butt. Right there on my spine.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh.
What's the age of consent for tattoos in Canada?
No age of consent in Canada.
Is that right?
Yeah. If your parents say it's cool...
You're
in. You can get it.
All right. And your parents said it was cool?
Oh, yeah. They say everything's cool.
I'm sure. Look at how much money you're making.
I'm getting Louis Farrakhan right now on my arm because I'm super black.
You're not.
I am.
That is a bad idea.
It's a profile of Farrakhan. It's atonement.
That is not a good...
Here, I'm getting another one now. Oh, I'm done with that.
Just because you're nominated for BET Award doesn't mean you're black, Justin.
Want to make a bet?
106.7 K-Rock. It's KROQ, and it is 23 minutes after 6 o'clock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Time to talk about things that you found out on Twitter / Facebook / MySpace, someplace on the internet where you probably should have heard it face-to-face.
Yeah.
Probably best if that happened. The latest story Ralph did in the showbiz is Alyssa Milano's new show, which I've never heard of, Romantically Challenged.
I did see it. It was challenged.
It was a ratings challenge.
Yeah, for good reason.
Apparently, she says that she found out about it on Twitter, that it had been canceled.
Someone from the staff tweeted, our show's over, we're not getting picked up.
There was an insider, Yeah. And so then she said she talked to, is it ABC, the network? She talked to the network, and they said, we haven't made up our minds on that yet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but then it turns out it looks like it is.
They're such cowards.
Yeah.
We're going to send you a bouquet of dead roses to let you know.
Now Alyssa's rallying her fans to try and keep the show on the air. Now she wants to use Twitter or whatever to send stuff, you know,
right,
make sure that they understand how beloved her show is.
So she's going to tweet to both of the fans of the show
and see
if they can keep it on the air?
Yes. Yeah. But that's not how you want to find out.
Nope. No.
Important things that you found out on Twitter or Facebook.
It's a brand new technology and a brand new way to be rude, basically, is what it's come down to.
You know there's a lot of breakups that way.
Yeah,
you know there's a lot of Twitter breakups, a lot of Facebook breakups.
Well, remember in Up in the Air, Anna Kendricks, is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Her character, she was broken up with via text.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's a weenie way to do it.
Yeah.
If you're going to break up with somebody, you don't text them.
Didn't Sylvester Stallone FedEx someone?
Yeah, he FedExed a breakup. FedExed a breakup note.
That's a little more
because
intimate.
There wasn't Facebook yet.
It's not
just
hand delivered. At least it's hand delivered.
No, it's old school, but it's still.
But it's because they didn't have the new technology.
It's still a scaredy cat move.
Totally.
But at least it's one on one.
Who still says scaredy cat? Anyone?
With you and the FedEx guy?
It's one on one. At least it's directed towards you. With Twitter and with Facebook, it's just announced to the public in general. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Alyssa Milano found out that her show was canceled when everyone else found out. That's the kick in the groin.
Right, and you would think there would be a phone call at least just before that where they go, hey, sorry to inform you.
Just texted her personally and said, your show is canceled. I think it would have been horrible and you know, insensitive, but at least it would have been directed uniquely to her as opposed to just releasing it to the Twitter sphere.
But you're not talking about the network. You're talking about the person that found
out. Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Because the person that found out Twittered to everyone and everyone saw it. So we're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067. I'm sure a lot of you have been broken up by a text or Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Or Facebook.
Found out you lost a job that way.
Yeah, yeah. You got fired.
Your company's closing.
Yeah, sure. There was the couple that found out they were getting divorced that way. And that story was that the woman went on the guy's Facebook page and he had changed his status to single.
Well, his girlfriend was probably demanding it.
Yeah, that's true. but I mean, really, I mean, you do that first. You don't have a conversation. These people were married.
Yeah.
You don't change your Facebook status to single without having a little conversation. A
buddy of mine found out that his mother, who had divorced his father, obviously, was marrying her boyfriend via Facebook. She announced, she posted it on her Facebook page. Oh, I'm so over the moon, blank, you know, proposed to me, and we're getting married next summer, you know.
And that was the boyfriend of her daughter?
Or no. It was the son found out via mom's Facebook posting that she was finally marrying her longtime boyfriend.
Yeah.
But he was like, I'm happy for her, but I would have liked maybe a little heads up before everyone in the world found out.
Hey, yeah, call the family.
Yeah, maybe, you know, spread the word amongst those you're supposedly closest to.
I don't know why it is, but people for some reason really do sort of consider these internet sites to be sort of intimate and personal, and it's not going to get out.
These are the people that have their phones in their hands all the time, and nothing happens until they Facebook about it or tweet about it. It's like it doesn't exist until that happens.
Right, but in this particular case, if you're going to find out your mom's dating someone, I mean, really, the thought doesn't enter your mind, maybe I should talk to so-and-so?
Yeah, there's actually you can dial someone on that phone, too.
Yeah, well.
there's a thought.
It's the kind of thing Facebook is where you would make that announcement if it happened. You know, I can see why she did it, but the fact that her mind was first to post it on her Facebook page versus calling her son and saying, guess what, Bob just proposed to me, we're getting married, is mind-blowing
just
to me.
So you know ahead of time, I am going to put it up or whatever.
Yeah.
You just don't want to find out information like that your family should have told you about.
Right.
as spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, that you don't want to find that stuff out. So let's begin with Joey, and then we'll take your calls. 1-800-520-1067. Hi, Joey.
This girl broke up with me through text during a Spanish final, and we were in the same room.
Wow.
Awesome. So she was taking a Spanish final. You were taking a Spanish final.
Yeah.
And she texted you.
Yeah, in the same room.
She couldn't wait till after class to tell you face to face.
No, you know why that's brilliant? Because then he can't act out.
Yeah. They're taking
a
test.
Taken away.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, they find you with a phone during a test. They think you're cheating. But she did it. She did that, I'm sure, because you couldn't say anything mean. You couldn't yell.
But what happens when the bell rings and class is over?
Then he's had a half hour to think about
it. Chasing her ass out the door.
What'd you do,
well,
Joey?
She's that close to the door, so she just took off.
She ran.
Oh, she couldn't run fast enough. That didn't
yeah.
You were in the same room and she texted you. Brutal.
Yes.
When you got the text, did you look up and was she looking at you or was she just taking her test?
She's just taking a test.
She wouldn't even look at him.
Wow.
Brutal.
That is mean.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Joey. That's better than I could have expected.
Not brave.
Being in the city. Nobody likes confrontation.
No, of course not.
But
sometimes you have to bite the bullet.
Right.
You just got to do it.
Especially in that particular case. You don't do it in class when you're taking a test.
And then
all the classmates are sitting around and... Wow, that's
your
just,
tears are dripping on your test.
Why are you crying? Is the test too hard?
Okay, lastima. That's what I've written on my Spanish final.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Things you found out on the internet that somebody should have told you face-to-face. We'll take your calls when we get. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We are talking about finding out things that you should find out from a person online. And it came from Alyssa Milano finding out that her series, Romantically Challenged, which I've never heard of, was canceled. She found that out on Twitter. And that's not how you want to find that out. And then
you don't want a social announcement
via
internet to everyone announcing something personally connected to you, I think, is the problem.
All right, here's Rita. She may not be very smart with the way she uses Facebook. Hi, Rita.
Hi, how are you?
Good thank you.
Hi.
So I posted, I was resigning for my job that I had of 6 years. And, you know, when you're not happy, it's just time for you to go. So I basically put it on Facebook. I said, I'm resigning, I'm not happy, blah, blah, blah. And I totally forgot about having my boss on Facebook with me.
So
I didn't even have to write a resignation letter. You know, she already knew the next day we walked into work.
So you posted on Facebook that you were going to resign. Your boss already knew it the next day when you walked in because of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
It didn't occur to you that your boss might see that?
You know, you have like 400 friends on Facebook, and then you forget who you have on Facebook. So it's kind of one of those blonde moments that I had.
Yeah.
So,
you might want to brush up on who your friends are, maybe. Take a good look at that list.
Go through that list of 400.
Because the boss is the person we're talking about.
Pare it down.
The boss found out one of her own employees was quitting via Facebook, which she much rather would have had a sit down with you one-on-one, I'm sure.
Well, after,
after.
Yeah, it's some good terms going on because, you know.
Well, it sounds like it worked out for you, like you were going to go either way, so.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. I'm in a happier place anyways now.
All right, there you go. Well, Facebook about it. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Freddie, who has a very fascinating story. Hi, Freddie.
Hi, good morning, you guys. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Freddie.
Tell us about your girlfriend and what she posted on Facebook.
Well, the girl that I was with at the time, we were together for 2.5 years. And while I was at work, she had posted on Facebook saying, I'm having a baby with Walter. And then I was like, wait a minute.
My name is not Walter.
Your name is James. No, Freddie.
He's Freddie.
Oh.
Yes. My name is Freddie. My friend texted me. My best friend texted me right away telling me, hey, what's up with Natty having a baby? I was like, what? I didn't know about it. I went on my Facebook on my phone to check it out. And then it said what it said or whatever. And then I called her up. I went on a break and I called her and she was like, oh, I was meaning to tell you, I'm going to leave you and I'm going to get with him so we can have the baby together.
Magic.
Wow. She's having a baby with another dude.
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Oh, yes. Current boyfriend.
It didn't.
Sorry.
Because now at least you're not having a baby.
Yeah, I guess.
There's that.
I guess.
She screwed me over pretty bad. What a jerk.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the call.
Sorry. Remember, Michael Scott on The Office found out that his girlfriend was married via Facebook because she had a bunch of pictures posted of her and her husband. That's all he found out, remember?
Let's go to Sophie. Hi, Sophie.
Hi, good morning.
What did you find out about on Facebook?
I found out that my husband was already engaged to somebody, his longtime friend.
Wait a minute. Your current husband? You were still married?
Yeah, I was still married. Okay. And I found out that he was engaged to his longtime best friend.
Hold on. How can he be engaged to someone if he's already married to you?
Well, that's the thing. I didn't know.
Were you guys still living together?
Actually, we were separated, but work things out.
All right, so basically,
so he was basically saying, as soon as I get this girl divorced, yeah, he was, you and me, baby.
He was moving on, but he posted it on Facebook.
That's rude.
Yeah, and it's funny because when we actually went to get a divorce, she was there claiming that was his wife.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I thought it was funny.
Your whole situation is effed up.
And you thought you were trying to work things out with him at the time?
Yeah.
Good riddance.
He was just trying to work you out of his life, basically.
But here's my question, though, and this is the bizarre part about it. Why would he put that on Facebook? Why would he put, I'm engaged?
I don't know. Maybe because he didn't want to say it to her.
Do you think people
personally?
Do it on purpose? They do it on purpose because they don't want to face
them?
They have social blinders on, and this has become their way of connecting with the world, and they don't see the how wrong it is.
Maybe.
Wow, that's just bizarre. All right, let's go to James. Hi, James.
Hi, yeah, I found out my girlfriend actually was cheating on me. I guess she meant to send a message, and she actually posted it, like, wall to wall, where when I got into my Facebook, I can actually see their conversation.
Oh, man.
So she didn't do it right, and it showed up for you to see.
Yeah, so when I called her on in, she actually thought I was hacking into her Facebook and finally took one more of her friends to tell her what she was doing.
She was mad at you for breaking into her Facebook?
No, she thought I was breaking into her Facebook because she was thinking that she was actually sending message with each other.
Yeah, she thought she was being all slick, and she's just stupid.
Yeah, that is not a smart girl, James.
I found that out. Yeah.
I hope you posted whore in capital letters on her wall.
All right, let's go to Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
What'd you find out?
Okay, so I met this guy at work, and we exchanged numbers, and he's like, oh, just Facebook me. I'm out with some guys. And I logged in, we made friends, and on his Facebook it said, oh, in a relationship with Natalie, blah, blah, blah. He didn't even have the guts to tell me he was already in a relationship.
Wow.
Why did he say Facebook me then?
Couldn't even begin to tell you.
I mean, why would he invite you to go to the place where he says he has a girlfriend?
The only reason I could tell you is that because I was at work, and so I was surrounded by my coworkers, so he's too embarrassed to say, oh, yeah,
no,
I was
single
or something, but I was just so humiliated. At least I was by myself at home.
Yeah. All right. Good times.
Thank you for the call.
I wonder if people forget what they put on their profiles, too, on Facebook. Because there's a bunch of information you load in there. Maybe you don't know. You've forgotten that you were in a relationship.
That could be. It was 6-8 months ago or something like that. Yeah, who knows? Cindy has a good one. Hey, Cindy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Cindy.
So my story is I was married for 2.5 years. My husband at the time went to Vegas for a bachelor party.
Nice.
To San Diego for a friend's birthday.
Did he steal a tiger from Mike Tyson?
That would have been a lot better than what he did, actually. I was getting ready to go out with all my friends, and I get a text message that he just threw his ring in one of the fountains, like, outside of a hotel.
Oh, my gosh.
And that he wanted to divorce me, and that I was supposed to get all my stuff out of the house before he got back the next day.
He must have met a hot stripper.
Yeah. So needless to say, I was still there waiting for him.
Yeah.
So you were married to this dude. He was at a bachelorette party in Vegas, and he texted you, it's over, I'm done, I threw my ring in the...
Yeah.
Wow. Were you guys having trouble? Did you see it coming?
No, everything was totally fine.
Like, that's not the case, first of all.
Obviously not, you know, but I'm cool. I have a great boyfriend now, so
good.
I'm over it. But, yeah, it was quite shocking when I thought he was joking, you know. And I was like,
well, you don't expect to get asked for a divorce over text. I mean,
right.
That's not really.
I was like, like, oh, this is not a very funny joke. And he's like, oh, I'm not joking. I was like, oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Cindy.
All right,
we have time for one more call. I would love to talk to Bob because this may be the greatest thing I've ever heard.
All right, Bob.
The gutsiest thing I've ever heard, maybe. Bob?
Hi, Bob.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Tell us your story.
Yeah, I was married for 5 years and got a friend request on Facebook from a Kelly D. Cups, and I accepted that. And,
did you know the name?
No, I have no idea. Just a hot chick on this thing. So, oh, sure, I'll take a look at it. Open it up, get the request, and it's a picture of my wife and this guy, her ex-boyfriend.
A picture of your
pictures. Intimate, like...
Sex pictures?
Crazy. Yeah, naked pictures.
What?
So this girl who friend requested you was the ex of your wife's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And she was trying to tell you what was going on.
Exactly.
Wow.
Oh, I see.
And she had photo proof. They put the photos up.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
They put photos up.
What a kick in the gut.
You're telling me, 5 years and 2 kids.
Oh, wow. Did you get together with the other chick?
No.
Oh, come on, man.
Pretty hideous.
That's a good ending.
She's pretty hideous. She'd been hot. That'd have been a different story.
Nice, on key.
Thanks.
Nice. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. Don't forget the sold-out Weenie Roast 2010 is happening Saturday, June 5th at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. Listen every hour for your chance to win tickets. Okay.
What's that word?
Tickets.
Oh, okay.
Tickets. Tickets.
You said tickets.
Keep listening. Generally at the top of the hour is when it happens, so keep listening for that. It is 6:55. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's time for the Ralph Showbizby. What's going on, Ralph?
Well... That sound you hear, maybe women weeping all over these United States of ours.
I don't hear a sound.
Apparently, Robert Pattinson...
Don't say it.
...has cut his hair.
Oh, no!
No! Apparently, he did it for an upcoming role, but women are upset because they love his shaggy hairdo.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. His concern is that someone has picked up his hair... During the haircut, and it will wind up on eBay. He's concerned about that.
Really?
Yes. Or what if they take? What if they get the hair and they clone other Robert Pattinsons? Clone an army of our pets?
Is he really worried about that?
Yes,
I mean, let's
he
say
is.
That happens. Let's say that happens.
He's worried.
So what?
He's worried. He doesn't want his hair up for auction. Rumor has it that Charlize Theron, you know, I love her. Maybe having second thoughts about ending her relationship with Stuart Townsend, who I've met on a couple occasions, and is a really nice guy.
Double.
I was sorry to hear about their breakup.
Apparently, I thought you called him Speed Bump.
I did,
he
was standing in the way of our true love. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if I can't have Charlize, I was happy that he was taking care of her.
And you can't, so.
I could if I wasn't already married.
Right, no, that's the only thing.
Stupid wives and children.
That's the only thing.
Now, Charlize, apparently, according to Friends, this is according to AbsoluteNow.com, is rethinking the breakup, and they're still the best of friends. They're very close, apparently, still, and now maybe she wants a second chance to try to work on their relationship.
Okay.
But here's the thing. The story goes on to say he is enjoying his newfound freedom and is already dating someone else.
Oh.
Nope.
Wow.
If Charlize comes to you and says, hey, you know what, I think maybe we should get back together, you know what you say? Yes, ma'am! And whoever you're dating at the time, you say... Charlize Theron! And they go, okay, you're right. My bad. I'm just going to go away now.
They back off.
And they back off, yes.
We need to get a shot of who he's dating now. I mean, we need to figure out.
Doesn't matter.
Well, I'm saying maybe it does.
I'm saying doesn't.
But I'm saying you haven't seen her.
I'm saying doesn't.
All right. She is the perfect woman. You're
yes,
right.
Yes! That's what I'm saying.
I agree with that.
He's dating Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, right. He's moved on to Sandra Bernhard. Congratulations.
Good reference.
Thank you. Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, another hottie.
Apparently taking another flying leap off the wagon.
Oh, no.
She has been hospitalized due to alcohol poisoning, according to the London
they
Sun
actually
newspaper.
Admit it?
Yeah, usually it's some kind
She's
of...
She's exhausted.
Exhausted.
She took too much allergy medication.
Word is that she was rushed to the hospital for the fourth time in 6 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thanks to her new best friend, alcohol. Now, the word is she's happy when she gets admitted because she really enjoys being cared for by medical personnel, they claim. So she likes it. And look, she gets to poop in a pan. You know, they give her a sponge bath. You know, she doesn't have to do anything. She just lays there and they take care of her. She enjoys that.
Well, that's odd. I've never heard that before.
This is a mess.
Yeah, that's where we heard about it.
Wow.
And you ready to hear Jesse James' side of the story?
I don't know.
He has agreed to talk about the end of his relationship with Sandra Bullock on Nightline.
Okay.
He's going to be interviewed by Nightline's Vicky Mabry. Apparently, it'll be next Tuesday night, May the 25th, on ABC. Of course, that's the show just before Jimmy Kimmel over there on ABC. Now, people are surprised he didn't go to Oprah or a bigger talk show host, but
is he somehow
Nightline's got the get.
Thinking he's going to clear his name?
I don't get the sense that he is trying to deflect his responsibility and blame for what happened. By all accounts, he has been pretty forthcoming saying, yes, I screwed up.
Then why interview like this?
I don't know.
I'll tell you why.
Kevin will tell us now. Okay. Lisa, Kevin?
On TMZ, there's a huge story about how he does not like the fact that he's being tied to Nazi and the whole thing.
Oh, so that's the thing he wants to...
He wants to let people know that's ridiculous because of that girl bombshell that he was dating who had the Nazi paraphernalia and all that stuff.
Sure, I'm a cheater, he's saying, but I'm no Nazi.
He's really going...
I date Nazis,
he's
but
really
I'm not
going over the top, like trying to make sure people know that's not him. So I would guess that's what he's trying to...
Well, okay. He should have thought that before he killed all those Jews.
He didn't.
That's all I gotta say.
That didn't happen.
Uh-huh. He should have thought that before he was working at Auschwitz.
That wasn't him.
Should not have been doing that.
That did not happen.
What I'm saying.
He is not that.
He should have.
Is what he's saying.
Before.
That's not him.
Before he was shooting at all the American troops.
That was not him. Just making motorcycles.
Battle of Nurburgring.
Nope. Just making motorcycles.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Busta Rhymes. He's 38 years old today. Timothy Olyphant, very talented actor on Justified over there on FX. He is 42. Bronson Pinchot.
Yeah, Belgi!
Turns 51 years old. Jane Wiedlin, guitarist for the Go-Go's, is 52 years old today. And singer-actress Cher is 64. Did we get any
no.
Did we get any Cher yet? Did we get any?
No.
Do you believe in life and love?
No, because that song sucks.
That song's awesome.
Nope.
If I could turn back time. That's a good one, too.
I think that's one of the first uses
auto-tune,
of auto-tune.
Absolutely, Mike. You're absolutely right. That was the first pop hit with auto-tuning.
How about
it?
That? Nope.
So we have Cher to thank for the auto-tune.
Yep.
Do you believe in love and love?
That's the Ralph Showbiz beat.
I say that.
Wow.
I'm no, but you're not.
Oh, I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
The girl you want. She's just a girl. She's just a girl.
106.7. K-Rock is KROQ. It is 9 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Let's talk Fringe. Why is that show so good?
Didn't think it could get better in the second season than it could in the first. I was wrong. It's exponentially better this season.
You see a show, and when it sets a high mark at the beginning, you go, wow, this is going to be tough to top. There's no possible way they're going to be able to write their way out of this.
And, you know, these sci-fi type shows that are episodic, that you really have to kind of follow the story, they can really go off the rails sometimes.
Yeah.
It happens to the best. It happened to Alias. It happened to X-Files. It happened to Lost.
Certainly Lost, yeah.
But this thing is just right on the mark every episode.
And we have Joshua Jackson on the phone. Hi, Joshua.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
That's a hell of an introduction. I like that. That's good.
We love your damn show.
That's cool. I love my damn show, too.
You know, it says a lot about it because you guys swing for the fence. This is not one of those shows that's just kind of middle of the road. You might laugh. You might like it. You might like it a little. You might not like it a little. But those are the extremes. With yours, man, you either buy in all the way
or not at all.
Or you're out. Yeah.
It's not like, it's not like 1989 Night Court.
Right.
That's true.
And that's what we love about it is that you really go for it and somehow hit it.
Well, that's a testament to the writers. Obviously, thank you. But, you know, these guys, some of the things that they come up with are so far out there, that it's great. It's fun stuff. Because you mentioned the X-Files. I'm a huge X-Files fan. That was sort of my show growing up.
Right.
And I really feel like we're getting into the place of becoming a proper replacement for that show. But the difference is, we talk about this a lot on set, is that I think the way that we've not gone off the rails, because I agree with you, sometimes sci-fi shows become so convoluted, they become sort of a chore to watch.
Yeah.
is that our guys try to answer as many questions as they can. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to wait 7 years to get the answer to the one question.
That's a great point. You don't string us along. You give us questions, and then things get answered, and the story moves.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, you look at the finale. You know, for the first 2 years, we've been talking about the other dimension, the other dimension. Now, normally a TV show would keep that going, and you'd see, like, one scene on the other dimension at the end of the season when, or the end of the series when it's all over.
Right. Yeah.
We spend 2 hours there by the end of the second season, and I think, you know, a good portion of the third season is going to be over there. So that's the type of show that it is. So
but you even gave it to us earlier when Olivia went to visit with William Bell and stuff. We got to glimpse into that world.
Maybe the coolest shot of our entire show at the end of the season last year, she's stuck on the other side. You pull back, and you're in the World Trade Center.
Yeah, I know.
That was like, oh, my God.
That was freaky.
That was like Heston looking at the Statue of Liberty at the end of Planet of the Apes.
Completely. That was free.
So you have an alternate universe.
Yeah.
And you're in both, or you're not in both anymore. You went back over. You went back home.
I'm the only one who doesn't get the fun gig of playing two versions of myself.
Yeah.
Just one version of myself. But you got John, the guy who plays my dad.
How great is John Noble as an actor, by the way?
Thank you. Okay, yeah. I was going to say it, but it sounds ugly when I say it, you know, because it's sort of like, you know, rooting for the home team.
I mean, even if he just did our Walter Bishop, he would be an incredible...
The greatest actor on TV right now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I gotta say it. But, like, the guy is... He plays the coolest character, and he kicks ass.
He's a crazy, genius scientist. Yeah. I think...
Not only do I think he should be winning all the TV awards, I actually think he should win, like, a Nobel Prize.
Really?
He should be NFL Rookie of the Year next year.
It should be renamed the Nobel Prize for him.
Exactly.
That's what it should be called.
Exactly.
But now he also plays Walter Nitt, who is the Secretary of Defense from the other side, and it's a completely different character, and is chilling, and is cool, and is calm, and is as smart as anybody. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, completely. As I call him, Bad Daddy.
So Joshua's character, Peter, finds out that he's from the alternate universe, and that Walter brought him to the real universe, or our universe, and he goes back and finds his mom in the alternate universe, and has this little conversation with her. And she's asking about how his mom in this universe is taking care of him.
Did she take good care of you?
She took very good care of me. She committed suicide about 10 years ago. My mother from the other side, she was wonderful, but she wasn't strong. In fact, she was very, very sad, which I suppose is because of me.
No.
Yeah, it was. I think it was because of you. I think it was. I was thinking about that a lot. I think it's you.
I'd be sad raising me.
Here's the great thing, Joshua, is that as we're learning more about the other side, it's not really black and white. You can't say these are the bad guys, because if we were watching the show from their point of view,
we're the bad guys.
We're the bad guys.
Yeah, totally. Well, that's
it's brilliant.
You know, that again is a testament to the writers, and they've set up, you know, they've set up the whole first season and three quarters as we're the good guys and they're sort of invading us. And then once we go over to the other side, and I think this is what most of next year is going to be about, from their perspective, you know, our Walter baby-snatched, kidnapped Peter.
Right.
And set off this whole chain of events. So from there, they, you know, they've been invaded and they're just trying to defend themselves.
If someone came and started stealing our children, I think we'd be pretty cheesed off.
Yeah, that wouldn't, it just would not go over.
Wouldn't fly, would it? No.
I think so, no.
But now, so Peter is on the other side building a doomsday machine. He's building a bomb that's going to blow up this side.
Yeah, well, you know, he's got some time on his hands.
And Olivia is trying to find you, and she's there with Walter Bell, and they have this little conversation.
I received Nina's message, but when I got to the park, it was too late. There was nothing I could do. My dear Olivia, I know you have good reason not to trust me, but I'm afraid you're going to have to. Walter is in trouble, and I'm quite confident we don't have much time.
Now, which Walter's in trouble?
Our Walter.
Both Walters or this Walter?
One Walter's in physical trouble. The other one's maybe in a little emotional turmoil.
Okay, yeah. All right. So we're not exactly sure which one he's talking about, but maybe ours.
Well, the other thing you don't quite know until the very, very end of this episode is who Bell's really playing for.
That's right. True, yeah.
Which side?
Like, he's always an enigmatic character. And then we have a whole other Olivia at the same time, too.
By the way.
Speaking of which.
Yeah. Which is the only way you can see, can I just say that this show is written by men?
Yeah.
Redhead Liv really works for me.
Anna Torv, who plays Olivia Dunham, there's an alternate her in the other universe. And I got to tell you, we were thumbs up with that.
Yeah, she's a little minx on the other side.
She really kind of is.
I'm thinking, I know that Redhead Liv and Blonde Liv go at it tonight. I mean, they square off.
Oh, right. Okay. I was just saying, yes.
I wish you would have just said go at it.
Yeah, me too.
Gone through the roof.
Now I'm saying after the fight, they should probably, you know, kiss and make up and realize they need a slumber party or something.
It's only a sportsman, Mike. I mean,
right. You should mention that to the writers, at least if not for tonight. I'm sure it's already finished for next year.
Exactly. What one last-minute addition. I think what's missing is...
Just a peck. Yeah. Just a little kiss. On the lips.
You don't mind, do you?
Swing for the fences.
Not that
really
bad.
So, those of you that don't watch the show, this must sound crazy to you.
But you are missing out if you're not watching the show.
You
one
really
of the best
are
shows on TV.
So, tonight is the season finale, right?
Tonight is the grand finale. And I would say, I'm not supposed to say something like this, but if you didn't watch last week's, don't watch tonight's.
No, you're not supposed to say that.
Okay. I'm not supposed to say that. But you go and Hulu it or YouTube it or well, you can't YouTube it, iTunes it or whatever you got to do.
You can buy it on iTunes,
The whole finale is one thing, is such a great episode of TV. It's awesome. I mean, it's really, truly, I'm so impressed with our guys. It's like a mini movie. It's like a really big movie on TV.
Well, I know we've been complimenting your castmates and stuff, Joshua, but really, you do an excellent job on the show as well. You're really brilliant on it.
Thank you.
You're not as good as, you know, John.
No.
That's okay. You know what? I wake up every morning and I know that too. Okay.
Well, this is one of those shows that, and there are very few because of the time constraints that you can keep up with each week. You know, you can count on one hand the number of shows that you really do have to watch when they're on.
Appointment TV.
And this is one of them for us.
This
Fringe
is one of the only shows I watch live because I
is
don't.
Is that right?
I don't.
Well, you know, TV has totally changed because when I was a kid, if you didn't watch it live, you just didn't watch it.
Right.
But yeah, and I mean, now you can sort of click on something, TiVo it, and it can be a week later. But I agree with you. This is one of those shows where part of the fun is not having it ruined.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, you don't want to go to work or school the next day and be like, oh, dude, did you see when she did it?
Yeah, don't say it. Don't say it. That's happened to me so many times.
No, I look forward to it every week, and I sit down and make a point to watch it as soon as I possibly can.
Sweet.
We're not just saying that because you're on the phone.
No.
Yeah, exactly. What happens as soon as I hang up, you're like, whatever.
Yeah, that just sucks. No, Fringe is one of our favorites. The season finale is tonight at 9 o'clock on Fox. Check it out. And we always love having you on the show, Joshua. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and we're going to bring up a topic now that... it's called... one of the words
Stop
is...
Stop it, Lisa.
One of the
it's
words
pretty
is,
awful.
One of the words is boofing. That's one of the words. There's another one called slimming.
Uh-huh.
But the actual title, and you can find these videos on YouTube, and this is what it sounds like.
Relax the cheek.
The article begins, young people will stop at nothing to get messed up. And what this is, it's called butt chugging. Now, I wasn't aware that you were unable to drink alcohol anymore.
Yeah, that it doesn't go down your throat.
Because that that always seemed to work for me.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the other end it has some allure to some people.
I'm sure.
So for girls,
yes.
Maybe it's a tampon soaked in vodka. Yes.
Why?
I don't
Why
know.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. But I'd like to talk to somebody who has done it.
Oh, my gosh.
And that somebody's name is Steve-O.
Yeah!
Hi, Steve-O.
Yeah, dude.
How you been?
I'm good.
I'm glad to hear it. Now, we saw this report on butt chugging, and of course, that made me think of Jackass. I think it was Jackass 2.
Actually, we did it for the first movie, first time around.
Okay.
That one was a little bit more graphic.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. The aftermath was also graphic.
Right. Here's what happened with that. I had this, I thought it was really cool to drink beer through my nose, for a long time. I would stick straws in beers and suck the straw full of beer and cork the top with my finger. I would do that with two straws and then I would stick my head back and I would put the straws in my nose and uncork them.
Okay.
So, you know, two strawfuls of beer would go in my nose and everyone would be so shocked. This is like a trick I did in the bars.
All right, no, wait, just let me stop you right there. So you did that to make other people laugh. Didn't it burn?
Right. Well, in my nose, sure, it burned terribly, and I thought it was great, and it was an absolute hoot every time. So then, when we were filming the first Jackass movie, I told I submitted this as an idea,
And I was like, oh, man, guys, this is going to be great. I want to do the nostril beer bong. I was like, make me a beer bong where, you know, where it comes down to the end, but then it forks into two tubes, and I'm going to put these tubes in my nostrils. We're going to pour beer down. I'm going to chug the entire beer through my nose.
Right.
I thought this was going to be, like, just the craziest stunt, just the wildest thing. So there we were, on the day, and I was just an absolute wreck. I'd been up for days, and I put these two tubes into my nostrils. We pour an entire beer into the thing, and I'm just saying like good, chugging through my nose. Not so much as one of us even giggled, and then Nacho said, "That sucked. Put it in your ass."
Wait a minute. So this trick that you do that kills every time didn't even arouse any interest in people.
Right, not in the Jackass squad.
Right,
no.
wrong squad to impress that way.
Right. So now here was my fatal error. Nacho said that sucked. Stick it in your ass, and I said, dude, we've already established that I do not put stuff in my ass, and that would have got me off the hook. But then I added. And plus, it probably wouldn't even work.
Oh, that's a mistake.
So once I said it probably wouldn't even work, then I had to do it because we had to find out if it would work.
So the reason to do that, and the reason people are doing it on YouTube, and by the way, it's a terrible idea.
It is.
If you can't tell from Steve-O's voice, it's not something he necessarily enjoyed. But what's the effect?
My tolerance to alcohol was really pretty high at the time that I was doing that, and the first time I tried it, the effect. I mean, I've been doing cocaine for a good 3 days, so a little beer in my butt wasn't a big deal.
Right. No. Right. Okay.
I don't know. Like, there's different stuff I did. Like at one point, I talked a nurse into. Putting an IV in my arm, and I dumped 5 shots of vodka in the bag. That was probably a bigger deal. And even then,
wow.
Even then, I wheeled my little IV stand to the bar and really made sure that I was loaded. It's tough for me to tell what all happened.
Yeah, I know.
But
you're sober now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So when you look back on those days, is it difficult to talk about those stories or?
No, not at all, man. Not at all.
This doesn't make you want a butt chug?
No, it doesn't make you want a butt chug at all. It's really actually pretty funny, and I'm just glad that I left no stones unturned.
Correct,
you know?
Like, yes.
I'm really satisfied the curiosity.
There's nothing that you need to go back and try now.
Yeah, I'm pretty satisfied that I've covered all the bases. But yeah, that first time, so that first butt chug, what we did was we removed one of the more narrow nostril tubes, and so there was only the one. And it was really pretty basic, you know, like because it was such a thin little nostril tube. So I put that in my butt,
right?
The guy and we could not believe it. I didn't think it was going to work, and it was really a function of finding out whether it would or not,
right?
So I put this little nostril tube in my butt, and I lifted my legs up in the air, and I kind of started kicking. I got a little, and we watched. Now, like, it's the first time we did it, and I think this is why it didn't get used. Like, the beer is coming into my butt, but there was also some flow out of my butt.
Oh, right. Good.
As the level of beer was visibly getting lower, and the beer was moving down the tube, like there was a really just this disgusting scene.
Yeah,
it was great, and it didn't get used. For
yeah,
the first movie.
I wouldn't want to see that. I'll be honest.
I know the second movie, I didn't have the luxury of that little thin tube.
No, you didn't. You had a giant tube that they put
there.
Well, Steve-O,
really,
we saw this story and it made me think of you because you're the only person that I know who has actually done it. But I also wanted to say that Psychomite gives us updates from time to time on you and how you're doing, and it's fantastic to hear that those days are behind you.
Today they are.
right. For today. Yeah.
But anyway, we're super happy about that, and thanks for coming on the air and explaining that to us. Because
cool, man. Sorry if my description was long winded, but I was really excited to tell you all about it.
That's why we love you, Steve-O. Thank you.
Oh, hey, you guys have a good one.
Thank you, man. Bye now. All right, we're gonna go to Dr. Drew next.
Okay.
And find out if that's a good idea. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We just talked to Steve-O a second ago about a, it seems like it's a new fad, but it's also an old fad.
It's a bad fad.
It's a bad fad.
I know that.
One that is coming back in vogue, apparently, called butt chugging. And so, who do we think of? We think of Dr. Drew, of course.
Yeah, you think of butt chug, you think of me. Thank you for that. I appreciate
that. Butt chug, Dr. Drew.
But, yeah, it is something that's been around for a while, and it comes back in terms of its use in little waves, and I guess we're seeing a little wave of this.
YouTube's got a bunch of stuff up now.
That's got to be appealing.
Where people are trying, yeah, that's always good to watch.
Now, here's the deal. Did Steve-O talk about how quickly he got intoxicated from it and how much he got intoxicated?
No. You know, we asked him that, and he said that he had been on cocaine for 3 days, so it didn't really affect him all that
That's
much.
Right. Yeah, I got to remember the nitrous. He never came off enough for alcohol to have any effect. But the deal with the beer bonging, or whatever you want to call it.
Butt chugging.
Butt beer chugging, bonging.
Butt chugging.
Butt chugging is that it's very rapidly absorbed. And, of course, some of the effects of alcohol is determined by how fast the peak levels reach your brain. So it's a very quick level, so the intoxication is intense.
So it's good?
And you can easily go from intoxication to overdose.
Oh.
That's the real problem. You know, we're sort of accustomed to using it with our mouth. You know, we sort of understand... Yeah, you know, how to dose ourselves with alcohol, but when you have no sense of how much you've taken, it's all of a sudden quickly in your brain. You can't spit it out, as it were.
Right.
And you could actually die from that. So it's a serious deal.
So it's not good, then?
I would say it's not good. If I had to sort of put it on the list of things not to do, that'd probably be on my list.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
Has drinking through your mouth been outlawed? Because that still works.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, when you say the word drinking, I think I know what you mean.
Yeah, mouth.
But right.
I don't know what we call the other end.
Butt chugging.
Butt chugging.
That's the name.
Yeah, so drinking sort of implies alcohol consumption. It implies... using one's mouth.
Right.
And a glass.
But my point is, it's not like that has now all of a sudden stopped working.
No. It's not as though you have to find alternative means because your mouth's all been sewn shut. Everyone is the human centipede except the one at the far end.
Right,
and
sure.
We're going to now use the butt bong on that.
Look at you with the human centipede reference.
Well, I work with Psycho
you've
Mike.
Been hanging, I was gonna,
he's obsessed with that
I
joke.
Was going to say, you've been hanging out with Psycho Mike too long already. All right, so butt chugging, you're saying thumbs down.
But speaking of Psycho Mike, he told me an amazing story that I thought we ought to share with your listeners. Yes. Mike, have they heard this one?
I don't know. I don't think they have, but I don't know if it's... I don't know if we're capable of telling it.
Why don't you not worry about it? Yes, Dr. Drew.
Go ahead and say... Well, he's going to tell it because it's about his escapade. Speaking of this, the idea of getting intoxicated from butt chugging...
Butt chugging, yeah.
Yeah, reminded me of Mike's using days. And one of the stories he told me that's been very impressive, he's shared it a couple times on Loveline recently, was about his escapades in Paris. I think you can tell it, Mike.
In Paris, sorry. I had partied pretty hard with the locals in Paris and woke up... in the hallway of a hotel that was not mine, with nothing on except my boxers, which I had soiled.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's
yes.
the good times right there.
Yes. Poofield boxers in a hotel, not knowing what time of day it was, where he was, in a foreign country where he doesn't speak the language, face down in a hallway of some building. Some
wow.
Hotel.
And, yep. that wasn't his low point. That's the amazing thing.
That was not enough to achieve a bottom.
Really, that's the amazing thing where you go, hey, that wasn't so bad.
And he slid into the elevator, back against the wall so no one should see the soiling.
Sure.
And really, it's like a scene out of Borat where he and his partner were nude in the elevator.
Right, sure.
Gets in the elevator and rides down with all of his friends.
Yeah. By the way, the poo-filled boxers have been added to Weenie Rose. They're a good band. Dr. Drew, one last question. I want to talk about Lindsay Lohan and what's going on with her, because she's been overseas. She's at Cannes. She's supposed to be at court today.
Yeah.
Now she says first she said it was the Icelandic volcano. Then she said someone stole her passport.
Yeah, it's going to be not good times for her when she gets back here. I think it's going to be. I had heard rumored that there were other parole violation issues, but here's the good news. I mean, I've been saying that she needs to have court mandated treatment, and my wish for her, which is a wish to help her get better, may now come true. You know, I hope the judge is sufficiently enlightened not to throw her in the can. And to actually require her to get a year or two of treatment, that would be a great thing.
Oh,
for her.
See, that's funny because everybody that I've talked to, the question number one, because we feel like this is what would happen to us.
Yeah, we'd
is
be in
how
jail.
Is she not in jail?
Well, that's my fear is that she will. Jail is not a great place for addicts. Even though I'm accused of having said that I wanted to, put her in jail. That's
right.
Not my point at all. My point is she needs to be forced into treatment because she's not in her right mind.
Right.
You know, she can't. She doesn't know what's good for her right now because she's going to die if she's not careful.
Right.
And this may be the thing. The problem is that some judges are enlightened about this and some are very punitive and not. And I'm hearing this is sort of a punitive judge, and it will not be a good thing for her if she goes to jail.
This judge did say that she was going to put out a bench warrant.
Well, bench warrant and put her in jail for a couple of days to cool off and think about it, but then put her in treatment. I mean, that's what's going to help Lindsay Lohan. And I've said forever, she's going to make a very fine, really cool recovering person. When she recovers, she's going to recover fully, and people are going to be really pleased and impressed with her. But in the meantime, it's dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, I hope that's true.
I think I'm right. I've been saying that for a long time. Once she gets into recovery, she will be a great recovering person.
All right. Fantastic. Dr. Drew, you can hear on Loveline with Psycho Mike Monday through Thursday at midnight on this radio station and 10 to midnight most other places. Sober House says rap, but you can check out the video highlights at VH1.com.
And 10 to midnight on Sunday, don't forget. And then finally for me, that's for Loveline, and I'm doing the 16 and Pregnant reunion series, which has been very interesting on MTV.
Fantastic. Dr. Drew, you're always the best.
Thanks, guys.
It's uncanny. It's like he's in the room with us.
That's accurate. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 7:57. Ralph is here with a look at the showbiz beat. And then we've got Jay Moore coming in just after the top of the hour.
Kevin is the man of 1,000 voices.
Thank you.
Fortunately, all of them are.
They're talking like this. Granola ball.
They're all drunk.
Sad news for comic book geeks like me. CW has announced their fall lineup. And said that the 10th season of Smallville that will be debuting this fall will be its final.
Oh, no.
10 years of Smallville. That's a pretty good run.
And he's been in high school the whole time?
No. He graduated and went to work at the Daily Planet.
Okay.
He's much closer now to the Superman we know than when the series first started, which, of course, was about the young days of Clark Kent in high school. Now he's all grown up. And I guess they figure they're out of stories. But maybe this means we finally get to see Tom Welling in the Superman costume.
Yeah.
Maybe. Which would be so hot.
Are they talking about it?
Easy. So sexy.
Wow.
Easy. And maybe he could fly, too. For the longest time, they've said no flights, no tights. That was sort of the rule of thumb for them.
Right.
But now I think the farewell, how great would the final episode be? See him finally come out in the costume and be the Superman that we know.
Are they going to do like 24 does and continue their life in the movies? Because there's been a lot of Superman movies, but...
Well, here's the thing. There was a Superman movie made while Smallville was on the air.
Right.
They did Superman Returns. Bryan Singer did it with Brandon Routh as Superman.
Right.
And that blew.
But I'm saying this continuation of this cast into...
I think they should make the new Superman movies with Tom Welling, absolutely. Yeah. And get Erica Durance to play Lois Lane.
Yes, they should.
And have her be nude in the movie.
Through the whole thing.
Lois Nude Lane. They could change her name,
we
too.
We are together
yes,
on that.
We are. George Lucas sent a little letter to the creators of Lost.
Why?
Because he's a big fan of the show, and he wanted just to send them a congratulations. Little note. Apparently there was a screening last week at UCLA of some of the episodes. They're doing a tribute to Lost, and George Lucas wrote them a little note and said the following. Congratulations. This is to Carlton Cuse and Damon Lindelof, the producers of the show. Congratulations on pulling off an amazing show. Don't tell anyone, but when Star Wars first came out, I didn't know where it was going either. The trick is to pretend you've planned the whole thing out in advance. Throw in some father issues and references to other stories. Call them homages. And you've got a series.
That has been the lingering question, is do they have any idea where they're going with this?
Did they know at the beginning, or did they make it up as they went along? Well, Lucas here pretty much is admitting that for Star Wars, he made it up as they went along.
Hmm.
Which explains the last three movies, by the way. You know anything. Did you catch any of the Mick Jagger interview with Larry King this week?
I did not. No. I wanted to tape that, but I forgot it was on.
Yeah. Mick Jagger talking to Larry King because the Stones are re-releasing their
landmark album, Exile on Main Street, that came out in 1971. Jagger says that when they recorded that album, which still today holds up as one of the great rock music records ever, he said, "We were young, good-looking, and stupid. Now," he says, "we're just stupid." He's got a pretty good sense of humor. There's a new documentary about the making of that album called Stones in Exile that you can check out. It'll be on DVD June the 22nd. Especially a very interesting look at that album. Mick also said it's easy to make an album on drugs. Apparently they were just blasted out of their mind when they made this album.
Sure.
He said, but it's not easy to smoke pot and sing.
I can see that.
Might rough up your throat a little bit.
That and make you a little laid back and...
Yeah,
I can see
Speaking
that.
Speaking of pot, Mick also admitted that he still has a hard time getting into the U.S. every time he flies in from Europe because he was convicted of marijuana possession in England back in 1969. So every time he lands at a U.S. airport, he gets stopped and grilled by U.S. immigration officials. They take him into a special room and question him, even though they know who he is and that the drug bust was more than 40 years ago.
Wow.
How much of a pain in the ass does that have to
You think
be?
That's just the TSA going, hey, let's hang out. Let's ask Mick Jagger some questions.
Yes.
We get to hang out with Mick Jagger for an hour.
He's a living legend. Let's do
Could
it.
Could I please go get my luggage? He's very upset about that. Nicolas Cage is the man.
Yep.
Tells AbsoluteNow.com that he's very fickle about the meat that he eats. He's got interesting dietary habits. He says he only eats animals that have interesting lovemaking habits. If the sex is bad for the meat, he won't eat it.
There's no way. There's no way that that's true. He's got to be kidding.
For instance, he finds the mating rituals of fish and birds very dignified, so they make his menu.
Okay.
Pigs, for example, are not romantic enough or interesting enough when it comes to their sexuality, so he never eats pork.
Well, I guess it's good for the pigs, right?
Well, I guess.
Oink, oink.
Not their fault they're ugly.
What do you say about cows? No comment?
He doesn't mention cows.
Is he on the fence?
You know, cows hump like crazy. They're awesome.
Yeah, but is it beautiful?
I don't think so. Is it romantic enough for him?
I don't think so.
And lastly, they are going to be making a feature film out of the story of former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer. This, of course, was the governor who was brought down by his affair with a call girl named Ashley Dupree. He was considered one of the best governors in recent history in New York, and his political career was ended instantly when that story broke. And there's a lot of New Yorkers, by the way, who are mourning his absence because the guy that took over after him was not as good. It's been purchased by Magnolia Films, is the name of the production company. They'll be released to theaters via their banner, and A&E Networks apparently has picked it up as well.
Should be interesting.
So, no word yet on what its title is going to be, but speculated it will be Spitzer and Swallower, apparently, is going to be the name of the movie.
Because
today's celebrity birthday is Busta Rhymes. He's 38 years old today. I wonder if he still wears those cornrows all sticking up and whatnot.
Last time I checked, super buff and shaved head.
Oh, really?
Shaved head.
Doesn't have that buckwheat alfalfa thing going on
anymore? Not the Coolio thing anymore? Nope. All right.
Timmy Oliphant is 42 years old today. Very talented actor. He's doing Justified over on FX. Bronson Pinchot.
Yeah!
Played Balky on Perfect Strangers. Was also known for his steam ceiling cameos in the Beverly Hills Cop movies. He's 51. Go-Go's guitarist Jane Wiedlin is 52. And singer-actress Cher is 64. I've been promising this all morning long. Finally, we get a little taste of one of my favorite ass-shaking songs of all time. Can we get a little...
Take time to believe it.
Take it, yeah! Doesn't that make you just want to do poppers and put on assless chaps?
No.
Oh, maybe it's just me. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Jay Moore, hey, how you doing?
Not here.
Not here.
Jay Moore, not here yet.
Jay
Moore, not included.
I wanted to tell you about
my... listening, Jay, how about a call? Just ring it up. Bring up Alex. Yeah, Let us know what the status is. Right? Let us know what's going on. We'd love to hear from you, since you're supposed to be here.
Know if you're
going to
make it.
And if you see Jay Moore on the road,
tell him. You're unemployed and all. You got that new attitude, but seriously, we'd love to have you show up.
Great. So I got a new car lease.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
And I was parking on the street in front of my house, and I pulled up behind a truck, a guy that was doing landscaping.
Okay.
He was a Mexican guy.
How dare you?
Oh.
He was.
Oh, okay.
I'm not just saying that because it's a stereotype.
All right, I'm sorry. My bad.
So I pull up behind him, and he doesn't see me. So he gets in his car, and he backs up into my car. Bump.
Oh.
And so,
damn.
Right. So then I thought, well, that probably didn't do any damage. No big deal. But, you know, he didn't look to see what he hit. He put it in drive, and then he pulled forward a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I
then
kid
got
you not.
Steam.
I kid you not. He put it in reverse again and came back and hit the front of my car
again.
Thing,
whatever
again?
It is I hit.
How do you not, when you hit something, how do you not first just turn around and go, what was that?
Or at least go through the mental process as well. That path has been impeded. I won't be traveling in that direction much further now that I've hit something.
So then he pulled forward.
No, he didn't.
And you know how you can tell when they put it in reverse with the white lights? So I hit the horn. I was like,
hey, third time's a charm.
I'm back here. Stop this. And he stopped and put it in park and he got out. And I got out. I was a little annoyed. And I said, how many times do you have to hit my car before you realize I'm here? And he said, no habla inglés.
Oh, how convenient.
And I said, oh, how convenient. And I punched him right in the face.
You did not.
No,
like
I
Kevin's
didn't.
Moving to Arizona.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph mentioned a story earlier this morning about Rob Pattinson, who has joined us in the studio. Hey, Rob.
Good morning.
How are you?
Sullen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Rob has a hard time with fame.
With life.
With
I
life.
Think,
but
really.
Fame really has made his life unlivable. I mean, yeah. He pretty much just lives in a hotel and his best friend.
My guitar.
His guitar.
It's my only friend.
Very sad.
Now, burden.
I'm sorry?
It's a burden.
It's a burden.
It's a burden, yeah.
Now, the news story was that you cut your hair, which teen girls all over the world were sad to hear.
For what do you mean? Who forced you to?
It
was for a role.
Doing my part as an actor. I'm devoted to the row.
Right.
Oh, I see.
But the story went on to say that you're very concerned about the fact that somebody might get a hold of your hair and
right.
eBay it.
Not only that, but with modern technology being what it is, how do I know they're not going to clone Robert Pattinson? They're going to use the stem cells in my follicles.
I'm relatively sure we don't need another Rob Pattinson.
I'm relatively sure we don't know how to clone human beings.
I'm relatively sure you're a dumb bitch.
Wow, take it easy
wow.
now.
I'm going to make you airtight.
Were you just saying yeah. by yourself?
With my guitar.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm just saying, really, what's the damage if somebody does sell your hair on eBay? What's the... you have your guitar there, but maybe you can put it into words with a song. I don't know. What's the problem with someone selling it on eBay?
What are you laughing at, Red?
Not a thing. Go ahead, put it in
the problem is that I would have liked to use that hair for possibly
what?
Children with cancer.
Right, you could have donated it.
It wasn't that long.
What?
You need really long hair to do that. It wasn't that long. It's not like Locks of Love or whatever that is.
That's what it is.
Yeah, but your
you
hair's
guys
not
are both
long
on
enough.
Fire today. Yeah. You guys are both on fire.
That's
you
maturity.
With the intro and you with Locks
but
of Love.
But his hair isn't long enough.
I'm with you.
So
come
what?
On.
You know what?
What?
If you're a young kid going through chemotherapy, any hair will do.
Okay.
And if I could give them the luscious, majestic locks of Pattinson, so
yeah,
be it. And I don't
good.
Know if someone
probably
there
cure
the, at the barbershop or the salon at the hotel I was staying at the time, with the same one I'm staying at right now, Beverly Hilton.
Don't give out the information if you don't like people to come
entire to fourth floor.
Your room. Okay. All right. You do have the guitar. What's that for?
It's for this song.
Okay. Are there any lyrics?
Yeah.
That's not a song. That's not a song. You just said hair.
With the notes?
With the notes.
Were there notes?
There were notes.
Were there lyrics?
One word.
Yeah.
F-U.
Hair. You just said hair, though.
All right. You just sang it. Yeah, you do it. Ready?
Okay. Hair. See? If I can do it.
Ah.
It's Lisa's turn.
All right. Ready?
Okay.
No, none for you. You suck.
Oh, come on.
Never mind.
I was waiting. No.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a very funny comedian, Mr. Jay Moore, everyone.
I didn't like how everyone told the girl from Precious what a fantastic career she has in front of her. I thought that was kind of mean.
What the f*** is she going to play? The couch? What is she going to be? Pour salt on her face and she'll be deep space in the next Star Trek movie? McDonald's hiring? Is she going to be Grimace? Is that what we're doing now?
Wrist fat. Never saw that before.
La raza, cacuyo mañana.
There's a big difference between Puerto Ricans and Mexicans. Puerto Ricans wear their swimsuits when they go in the ocean. I'll do Christopher Walken later.
With a black president, we should be able to just say black jokes at work. He's president. We should be able to say Air Force One is lowered.
What's up, Jay Moores? You want to go get nice? Yeah!
Black people always put an S at the end of my name. I don't know why.
Jay Moores, welcome.
Jay Moores.
Can I do my entire show through auto-tune? I mean, that's where I think comedy needs to go. I think we need a guy. You know, the original auto-tune is when we were kids, we'd sing into the fan.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. That's true, and it kind of made it sound cool.
Now, I was listening to the radio on my ride here, and I realized that, not your station, obviously.
No.
And you know what? I'm not going to lie. I was trying to sleep in the car. Yeah. I wasn't listening to the radio.
If you had listened to our station, you would have heard us screaming and yelling, where's Jay Moore?
Hey, how about calling us?
I heard some
like that,
song yeah. where a guy was going, I'm disconcerted, I'm upset, and this is how I feel. And then and then the guy goes, so I go to the party, and I remember the dead. What song was that? Is Faint. That one of the dinosaurs from the Flintstones that do the dishes?
That was Faint by Linkin Park.
Yeah, they're great. Attaboy. You know, usually when you're in a band, one of the guys sings.
Well, he does on a lot of songs, but on that particular one, there was more yelling than others.
They're cool. He's expressing himself.
You can tell they're cool because they misspelled Lincoln. That's how you know you're cool, man.
Okay.
Because like Pearl Jam would be so much bigger if it was P-E-R-L.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I want to start doing comedy through auto-tune. Like, just be up on stage and be like,
Omar in the other room can auto-tune your whole thing if you want.
Yeah, we can make that happen.
We can make that happen.
It's too distracting. And it's like Omar, like I could count on some guy named Omar to make something happen. Yeah. Never have your happiness depend on someone else doing their job.
Especially somebody else named Omar.
That's why Buddy Hackett turned on the Three Stooges.
I don't want to go to work every day and have my happiness depend on how the other two guys will feel in that day.
So you just decided to go solo.
That is the first Buddy Hackett impression.
I'm thinking.
You've never heard me do it?
No, we've heard you do it.
We've heard you do it, but
it's been a while.
Well, Kevin, like the fly said when he walked over the mirror, that's one way of looking at it. Psycho Mark's over there. He doesn't care. Mike?
Yeah.
Mark? You look like a Mark, but it doesn't matter. He's not Jewish. He's not circumcised. He's got no worries at all. He's a good-looking kid. To be in Nagasaki where the women chew the baki and the men say, woo, wacky woo.
Those who aren't familiar with Mr. Hackett's work.
Yeah. Thank you, Ralph. You who aren't familiar.
He was a legendary comedian of the 50s and 60s, especially.
For both of you listening that watched him in the 60s. It's good to be here. I watched Glee for the first time last night.
You did.
You're out of your mind. When is Mike? I know his name.
Wait, what signal did he give you? You said you're out of your mind.
He gave me thumbs down.
You liked it.
When are you going to allow yourself to like things that aren't cool while you're doing incline press at 24 Hour Fitness?
I'm not that guy. I could care less if people think it's gay or not cool. I just think that
I
the
walk
show.
In, he goes, nice cardigan.
And I meant
he
it.
He meant it, though.
Oh, yeah, he actually
did. He did.
Because he wears them all the time.
The people on Glee are extremely talented and all have amazing ability to sing and do that. But the show itself, the writing, is not. It's not a good show.
The show's a blast.
I disagree. I think it's very smart writing, like Nip Tuck smart. Good writing.
So you saw it for the first time last night. I hadn't seen it before at all.
You don't want this, bro. What?
You saw it.
No.
You saw it for the first time last night?
I saw a bunch of them in my hotel. Like, just went through like three in a row. And Jane Lynch and Neil Patrick Harris had anger sex. Yeah. Do you like anger sex? She goes, it's the only kind of know to have. You want to shut lock the door? Let's go upstairs. I got a room like Letterman. You're right, Mike. That's terrible writing.
That was great.
So it's
Jay,
good to see you, gentlemen and lady.
Since we last talked to you,
yeah. Speaking of TV,
what are you talking about? How about last night? I was the star of. I get that a lot, and the star of Gary Unmarried, Jay Moore, goes at Pete's Coffee. Like you guys didn't think
you
this
were
through?
On, I get that a lot.
Last night, it's huge and funny and big rating, and but I'm unemployed. I'm now a club comic.
The Gary Unmarried
canceled.
Yeah. How'd you find out?
I got a text from the showrunner with the word canceled. Well, that's all that's I wanted. It. I don't want to, like, this is how it looks. I hate that.
Right.
The cat's up on the roof.
Yeah. This, Cinderella story. Big hitter, the llama. Gungala gungala.
So just the text canceled, and that was
canceled,
it.
And then I started getting texts from, like, the prop guy and the security guy, and, like, my sister texted me from, like, Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Are they,
like,
all concerned that you hadn't heard yet, or?
I go, they don't know I haven't heard yet. I go, it's nice that my sister in Bowling Green, Kentucky calls me before CBS. That's a real nice thing.
It doesn't seem like the networks like to make those calls.
It's very,
I don't think they make those they calls don't, anymore.
I got a very nice call from Nina Tassler saying, we can't wait to get you back on the air as soon as possible here at CBS. So that was nice.
Okay.
But
well, obviously that's a lie, because they could have kept your show on if they wanted you to be on there that bad.
Well, if the show made, look, I'm not mad, you know, I would have been very bitter like years ago, but the fact of the matter is it's a business, as Bob Sugar once said, it's not show friends, it's show business. And the fact of the matter is if this show made more money and got a couple million extra people to watch it, we'd be on the air. So who am I going to, so you know what I'm mad at? You and your car listening didn't watch it, creep. But I don't know, I kind of want to check out Human Target. Thanks a lot. My kid's going to public school.
Human Target is good, by the way.
Yeah, great. I like, you know, it's like what is really weird is CBS now has 5 new hours of television. Like, I've never heard of that in my life. That's how you launch a network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah.
Glad they're dusting that off.
Scott Kahn, I watched in some independent movie last night. I didn't sleep a lot last night. Scott Kahn was on some independent movie last night, and I tweeted, I will go back in time and let Scott Kahn play Bob Sugar and Jerry Maguire if I could have his gorgeous hair. Oh, my God.
You were tired.
No, he's got the most beautiful hair I've ever seen.
Well, I don't have that category. Like, I don't look at guys and go, wow.
That's because you have hair.
Well, no, it's,
I'm losing my hair. I make love to my wife, and I see my hair, like, on her boobs.
Are you sure she just doesn't have hairy boobs?
I'm positive.
Sure.
I'm positive she doesn't have. I did a hairy Glendale joke once, and people jumped all down my throat. It was some band you guys had in.
Yeah, it was Sister of the Surge.
Surge.
Yeah, yeah. Surge Taken.
And I was like, these Armenians, and like, first of all, we're Korean. in a black voice. First of all, we're Korean. I was like, look at all these Persians. We are, first of all, look here, Jay Moores. We ain't Persian, all right? We ain't from Persia. This ain't Jay Gyllenhaal in a wig and a sword. Prince of Persia. We're Armenian, baby. That's how they talk. Yeah, that's how Serge talks from System of a Down. It's look here, baby.
That's not how he talks.
I don't like this record deal. I don't understand this nickel on a dollar business, baby. And every time we play our song, the next time you play, we make less money? Oh, I don't think so,
sugar. From the south central part of Armenia.
That is how it would be if Serge Tankian was black.
Whoa!
That's how he would talk.
Whoa!
What do you mean, whoa?
Well, I'm not employed by CBS anymore, so yeah, screw it. The blacks are hilarious.
All right, Jay Moore is here. We need to take a break.
Blacks are funny. I'm not employed by anyone anymore right now, so I could just speak my mind.
Yeah, that's the blacks. Ever been a problem for you.
The blacks.
Finally, Jay can speak his mind.
That is good news.
Oh, thank God.
That's good. I like the black guy at the pool. They always bring the tropical drink in the pool with them, and they just stand there and hold their tropical drink above water.
It's right.
Just, yeah. I think they call it chillaxing. I don't have any black jokes.
You hold the drink underwater.
I'm not asking you to do black jokes.
I'm colorblind.
Yeah. That's what we've learned about you.
I don't think so, baby.
You're playing the
Irvine. Do you know what I'm saying?
You're playing the Irvine Improv tonight through Sunday.
Filming a DVD.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
And I'll be signing copies of No Wonder My Parents Drank after every show.
Which I got on the day it came out because I pre-ordered it for Amazon.
Thank you.
I haven't read it yet, but I got it. All right. Jay Moore is here. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 8:54.
Whatever you just ate, this smells is like my rear end.
Okay, hey, Jay.
What? Oh, we're on?
Yeah, we're on.
Yeah, Lisa just opened up a Tupperware filled with, like, my butt after a Raider game.
She does.
What is that?
It was bacon.
It's Raider
butt. Bacon and what? Ass?
Just bacon.
Yes, bacon and ass.
It's pig ass. Yeah,
it's just, pig ass. You know what?
Her food always
delicious. It does not always smell.
Just about always.
That is so
I've
not
never
true.
Commented on it before, and I've been here 24 times. That was the one time where I'm sitting here talking to Ralph, and I go,
whoa.
Is that just fart?
It's bacon.
Sorry.
Ralph's here to take a look at the showbiz beat. We have Jay Moore in the studio as well.
Before I get to showbiz, I just want to address this publicly. When my son died, the very first condolence card that my wife and I got was from Jay and his wife, Nikki. And I just thought that was one of the classiest things that anyone had done in a long, long time. And I just wanted to know how much we appreciated that. It was nice to hear from you.
Thank you, brother. What, but I had to make sure it wasn't an actual condolence card.
No, it wasn't. But it
That's
was
a hard card to shop for, man.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, really. But when we got that, it was much needed, and really it touched us, and it was much appreciated.
I love you, brother.
So thank you, sir.
Well, there's a hot tub and at the Montage name on it.
Wow. You and me in the spa, baby. That's where we meet.
Go get, you know, I still have you tethered. You're all right. You take care of you now, brother.
Megan Fox will not be doing Transformers 3.
She's a hooey.
What? She is not returning to the franchise, much to my sadness.
Great!
Now, it depends on who you talk to. Fox says that...
What do you got, Shia LaBeouf news next? Jeez, why did I even come in today? Oh,
Megan
God.
Says she decided not to return. However, the studio is saying they did not offer her a contract for the third film in the franchise. So it's a bit of he said, she said.
But may I ask, Ralph, when you do movies like this, aren't you already contracted for...
She was for the first two, but that was the end of her contract. Just that and a sequel. So she and Michael Bay will no longer be working together, which is nice because she called him Hitler-like last time. So.
There was that.
What's going on here?
Just fixing his mic. There you go.
So I can interrupt more.
Is that what your kids are calling it? Fixing his mic? Speaking of movies, finally, the Twilight contract dispute is over. Kellan Lutz and Ashley Greene will be back. Jay Moore's pulling out his penis.
Please don't.
No, I didn't do it. Pull your pants
off. Oh, my God. Look at his pubes. He's like a lesbian.
What are you two doing?
They're comparing.
You did not shave them?
I just shaved them.
Why do you shave your pubes? In case you got to oil up and get it?
I have a small wiener, so I can't
go high. Wait. How did this all just break out of nothing?
We were talking about a word wasn't spoken. They locked eyes.
He said Megan Fox. Me and Mike took off our pants.
They all started coming down.
That's how it happened.
Me and Mike are gay guys.
Get back on the other side of the room.
Pull your pants up. Next time, come on, Jay Moore. Me and Mike are gay guys. Sorry, Ralph.
Kellan Lutz and Ashley Greene will be returning to the Twilight movie franchise with Breaking Dawn. They were holding out for bigger cash, but they're getting $1.25 million.
That's more than Charlie Sheen gets to be a CBS star.
No, he gets $2 million per.
Oh, yeah. I'm going about my career completely wrong. I'm going to send him a case of champagne.
He gets $2 million per week, per episode. They're just getting 1.2 for the movie.
I made much less than that.
Did you make less?
You ever get like $1.5 million per episode.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, I'm being serious.
Right after they, serious. He's clearing
right
his
after they,
this is my serious voice. Right?
This is oral report.
It takes him forever to get to it.
I had to clear my throat after Jay Moore took his pants off. Right after they announced that his contract negotiations were cleared up and he got the $2 million, they cut a bunch of CBS shows, yours included. Do you think it had anything to do with it?
Oh.
I have no idea. You know what? I don't know. What do I know about this wacky business? What
they
am I
took your
do?
$2 million per episode, and they gave it to him.
You really think I made? You know, you know damn well I made peanuts. And, I mean, I did very well. Ralph, please jump in.
No, I didn't want to rip the Q&A. Jesus. I didn't know we were the Paley Center for the Gary Unmarried panel. Brett Michaels says he's still having headaches and having some trouble moving around.
What?
Josh? Really?
He said as he got to Oprah Winfrey shows yesterday.
Well, you know every what? Song has two chords.
Well, then don't do Oprah Winfrey if you can't move around and you're having headaches.
Your head still hurts.
Just lay down. Just sit down.
Give it some time.
He's going back on the road. He's performing live with Poison on May the 28th in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Wow.
Hotbed for Poison fans.
I've gained weight.
And he says he's planning on showing up for the live finale of Celebrity Apprentice on May the 23rd.
I love that guy.
Shouldn't somebody be saying to him, hey, let's not push it?
Let's wait till your brain stops bleeding before we put
brain
you back
surgery.
On stage.
Well, you know, he's got the extensions in, the lip glosses on, he's ready to go.
Okay.
You should do Celebrity Apprentice. You'd be great on that
show. I'd win. If
you
I didn't would. Win, I would like flip that freaking table over and go, this is BS! Like, can you going on Celebrity Apprentice and like you lose to like Lennox Lewis. You're like, what? You're fired. How about this? And then I'd bring Mike in to pull down his pants.
You would be great on that show.
Yeah.
You would be great on that show. Like you should do Celebrity Rehab too.
I would like to think
great on that show.
I'd want to work there and tell everybody. Well, then leave. Go. Goodbye. Bye, Tom. Bye, Heidi. Bye, Mike Starr. Good. There's people here that want to get sober. Hit the bricks. Let me get this straight. If I don't give you my cell phone, you're going to kick me out. But if I test positive for crystal meth, I get to stay. What the heck kind of place is Dr. Drew running over there?
We need a competing reality show, Moore's Rehab, where we send celebrities there and Jay straightens them out.
Here's the most said word at my rehab. Bye.
You're just not going to put up with any BS.
What? No. Because if you're putting up BS, so I don't... You know why they do BS? Because if you're arguing about phones and I'm mad at her and I'm mad at him, no one's talking about sobriety. You have big smoke screen, so no one's talking about the fact that you're white-knuckling and you want to get high. So believe me, I know it all too well.
All right.
From people I've been around.
You don't straighten up at that rehab. No more Buddy Hackett impressions.
Nope.
That's what he threatened.
Well, Buddy Hackett never went to rehab, but I did once see a man about a chandelier.
The homosexual is right.
Today's celebrity birthday is Busta Rhymes is 38 years old today. Timothy Olyphant, very talented actor from Justified over on FX and Deadwood. He was great on that show. 42 years old. Bronson Pinchot. Yeah.
Great in The Crazies.
Yeah, Crazies.
Good in The Crazies.
Bronson Pinchot from Perfect Strangers.
Balky, dude.
Played Balky. He was also in Beverly Hills Cop.
He was my waiter at Earth Cafe yesterday. No, Busta Rhymes. I don't make fun of them.
He's 51. Jane Wheedling, guitarist for the Go-Go's, is 52 years old today. Is she really?
She's a pretty wacky chick. If you see like her Facebook page, it's all like her in a Vietnamese F-swing. Irvine Improv. Go ahead.
And Oscar winner, singer, actress Cher celebrates her 64th birthday today.
If I could turn back time.
Listen to that.
Auto-tune.
That's the, oh, you know what? Yeah. OG.
The first one. First auto-tune.
You can't want me to roll.
The song blows.
Oh, it makes me want to shake my ass at Oil Can Harry's.
And Queen Mary's. Oil Can Harry's. And at Mike's house.
I'm Ralph Garvin. I walk the show.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ.
Kevin, look,
it's 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Hey, Jay Moore.
Yes, sir?
Is there any way you can keep your pants on?
Why are you and Mike so eager to look at each other's genitals?
Honestly.
Because we're gay. Look,
right, but keep your pants...
Why? First of all, I don't appreciate how you guys are coming at me right now.
Well, I'm coming at you with keep your pants on.
My pants aren't on. Why your junk keeps coming out?
My junk is not out.
Excuse me. Was it out?
Excuse me.
Was it out?
It's like having Andy Dick on as a guest.
Excuse me.
The way you keep going at Psycho Mike's penis.
Excuse me. Junk?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That is a prized treasure.
Right.
Okay. That was lasts 30 seconds. You know, it's a good thing I'm married because I'm so horrible in bed that if I actually was out slinging it in the single scene, I'd be on TMZ for being such a lousy lay.
You couldn't get a second?
Couldn't
get a second callback?
I might, but it's just, you know, I got a gut. I'm losing my hair. I'm all sweaty. I look at my wife. I'm like, she can't be enjoying this. This is hard. My fingernails are too long, so I know what I can and can't do with my fingers. It's like,
Asked her honestly?
She
wouldn't tell you,
she
would
loves my belly. Like, if I have gray chest hair, she's like, oh my God, this is great. Like, that turns her
you
on.
You need to hold on to her. Then.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
Really? Honestly.
No kidding.
But if you were single, you know, famous people aren't held to the same standard sex-wise as regular people are. So you could bang a lot of chicks who just come to the show and everything, and they would just be thrilled to be with Jay Moore. It wouldn't really matter how you perform.
You know, you're probably right if just they didn't all sicken me. I don't know if you see the gals that come to my show, but there's something about them where you go, this is not, I got to watch what I say right now.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
But tonight, I'm going to be at the Irvine Improv. And listen, everyone in their cars, tonight I have a door deal.
Really?
So if you come tonight...
Is that a euphemism for something?
Yeah. I'm putting my pants down. If you come tonight, I'll be signing my book after the show. And I always tell young comics coming up, Thursday's the most important night to really crush it. Because it's the only night your audience goes to work the next day and brags.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
Friday night, you know, they just go home. Saturday, they sleep. They wash their car in the driveway. They don't see anybody. But Thursday night, you come out to the show, and then Friday, you go to your bull job that you hate, and you get to rub all your coworkers' face in it like, well, I went to see a show with Jay Moore, and his pants were down, and it was pink.
Just like I heard.
Speaking of books.
Yes, sir.
Buddy of mine went to your book signing at Borders in Philadelphia recently, because, you know, I'm from Philly.
There was four people.
That's what he told me. Yeah. He was in line with three people.
There was more photographers. He was either special or was he with his wife?
Yes.
Okay. Which couple was it? Was it the older couple that had been married 36 years?
Yes.
Or was it the other couple?
It was the older couple.
Yeah, there was literally five people that went book signing in Philadelphia.
Was there no press, or how does that?
I'm not sure how it works, but what's good is I was out on the road doing stand-up, and then after the stand-up, you get like a Barnes & Noble rep with a register, and they just sell the book on people on their way out.
That's perfect.
And then you just stand there for like an hour, and you sign 50 books.
Well, that sounds like
it's
a
the
deal.
Only time I've ever wanted to be on top of Sarah Silverman. It was on the bestseller list.
But apparently at the store, you started just going off. You picked up the intercom system, and you just had a good time. They said it was very entertaining.
It was fun. I picked up the intercom and said, "Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Tracy Morgan, and I'm store. On the third floor getting these books pregnant. Yeah! I got my belt buckle pregnant and make cufflinks. Jay Morris is up here with Norm MacDonald, and I'm going to be at Helium Comedy Club tonight down in Irvine. It's going to be legendary. I see you in your car with your big boobies flapping. You hit a pothole in your boob and your belly flap. I lie, that's why I got this gut. I knock a bone loose in there. Bow! Yeah! I got Harry Belafonte pregnant. That's how Ray Dawn Chong got born. What?
What indeed?
I don't even know, Jay Morris. You know, you're my uncle at the Irvine Improv. I'm going to be the only brother in Irvine. I'm going to go on the Ferris wheel, look for my car.
Are you coming over to show your penis to Jay Morris?
What are you doing
again,
over there,
what are you
Mike?
Doing over
walk
here?
Me out of the room, relax.
All right, walk out of the room then. Do it.
Keep
something,
going.
Something is afoot.
There's
with this
a crush
guy.
Going on. What's He's happening? Got a major crush on you, Jay.
I love him.
We
too.
Know you love Jay, but you don't need
it's
to.
It's a love thing, and we both are really curious to see how the fight's going to shake out. That's what it really is.
Your penis
between
fight?
You two?
It's a complete cock of the walk. Like, who's who? Because he'll, like, say something chippy to me, and I go, you heard me earlier. I go, don't. Yeah. Just don't.
You guys are going to throw down.
Are you?
Verbally.
Are you going to throw down?
No.
Could you fight?
Can I fight? Yeah. No.
Not really?
Not at all.
But he would slaughter him verbally.
Yeah, what am I verbally. There's no question. Yeah.
What am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to say on the radio? Like, let me tell you the type of fighter I am.
I don't know if you've ever, you know.
See, when I studied Wing Chun at Dan Haggerty's studio in Cedar Grove, New Jersey, on Grove Street in the basement, there was only six of us. By the end of that summer, there was two of us, me and John O'Brien. Neither one of us got our red sash, but we took that all the way up to through wrestling through college at Rutgers University, where I wrestled at 140 pounds. So if a fight goes to the ground, I'm very comfortable. Also, a weird thing, I don't mind getting hit. In fact, I kind of black out. I kind of just go a little numb. But you got to be able to do the little things. Can you bite someone's finger off of their hand? I don't mind doing that. Can you bounce a face off a dumpster? That's fine with me, because it's me versus him. I don't care. See, this kid, Mike, he's a little too particular about how the fight goes. You know, he could snap my leg backwards by kicking my knee in a straight leg kick, but he's going to go, I can't do that. I'll shatter this kid's leg for the rest of his life. Meanwhile, his leg's already coming out the other side. I want to see that splinter fracture from, like, Deer Hunter when the leg's sticking out. Oh.
I got to be honest, I couldn't have predicted that answer.
No.
To could you fight?
See that head come apart, man?
Huh?
I was quoting Platoon. Oh, see that head come apart, man? Oh, you guys have Platoon. A very high female demographic.
We do.
So I should
we do have a lot of female listeners.
I should temper the Platoon references and do a little more like, you know, let's talk what's really important about the Hills.
Or Sex in the City 2 is coming out soon. So
oh, I love that one shot of Kim Cattrall. She's got so much makeup on. She looks like a kabuki artist. It's her close-up where she's supposed to see the man of her dreams. And she's just like, it looks like she's an umpire and the pitcher's been just hitting the chalk all
night.
Just
slathering Vaseline on the lens.
It's horrible. And I'm, you know me, I'm
shooting
a huge,
through three pieces of gauze.
She's got the Angela Lansbury lens. I'm a huge Sarah Jessica Parker defender. You
we
know
that. That.
You are. That's ridiculous, but go ahead.
Yeah. How is that ridiculous? She's a beautiful
Did
girl.
Did you win money on her at Santa Anita's? Oh, you like her so much.
Son of a bitch. You know that was Rebecca Lobo.
Oh, that's right.
You know full well she took over the Halston line. Like, she's a fashion icon. She always dresses great. She's super cool. She didn't say anything bad about that cow Kim Cattrall holding up filming of two separate movies because she wants equal billing.
Yeah, well.
Let me tell you, I said it before.
So she was decent that way.
If your friend was married to Sarah Jessica.
Right.
And you said no, you wouldn't be like, is Sarah coming?
No, I wouldn't.
You
yeah.
What?
I wouldn't.
You got friends whose wives are fat and they have zits, but they got a nice rack, and you're like, is she coming by?
Maybe.
Yeah, so you're telling me now Sarah Jessica Parker somehow misses your like cut up in Valencia, wherever your honeycomb hideout is.
Here's the problem.
All these soccer moms walking around, and I know the tricks, ladies. I figured it out. You always wear sweaters tied around your butt so we don't see your crack sweat after your spin class. But I'm on to you. Do you know how many more guys would go to gyms and keep their memberships if you didn't tie that stupid sweatshirt around your waist?
Yeah, I like the butt sweat, personally.
I love the butt sweat. Yeah. What do you think? I go to spin class for the music? I go to see that Mohawk of Happiness.
They Mohawk wanted to, of Happiness, they wanted by the way, is opening up with the Weenie
fight,
Rose.
Mike, you or me, and they wanted to know if I could fight.
I just wanted to know if you could fight.
Jake could fight.
I told them I
could. He said no.
You can.
But what am I supposed? What am I supposed to say?
Charity for charity. Let's raise some money for charity. Jay Moore versus Psycho Mike.
Because there's no charitable fight. There's no like goofy like let's put on the gloves. Like
we tried so hard. Like, Jay.
So I'm going to break an orbital bone. I'm sorry. That's I'm thumbing eyes out.
We tried so hard to get a drinking boxing match going where you box and then you drink and then you box and then you drink, all but right. The lawyers wouldn't let us do it.
Do you want to know the best fight thing I've ever seen on the radio that I won't even say who it is and you guys could do it because it was 10 years ago? Blind boxing. Get two blind guys in here.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because they feel each other out for like 10 minutes because they know the second one of them moves, the other guy's going to go bananas and just start swinging his balls off.
You don't want to give away your position.
So they just sit there with their arms up and they just circle like super slow like Viet Cong. They're just super, super still and everyone's like, fight, fight. You turn into like second grade. It's like, come on already. And as soon as one guy just sticks the right hand out, the other guy just goes, and then just goes to the ground. And then like, they just start knocking stuff over. It's not a blind or funny. You know, I can make fun of them because I know, what are they driving to work right now? Come on. You're blind.
Okay. Jay Moore is playing the Irvine Improv tonight, which is the night to go.
Hey, if you're blind, don't go.
Don't go if you're blind.
No, if you're blind, go, because you can sit. It's like going to the Feelies in Brave New World. You get to sit in a chair. Ralph's the only one that gets the reference.
Yeah.
Mike, I got a bunch of books for you to read.
All right.
The first one's called My Car.
All right. Tonight at Irvine Improv, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, you can see Jay Moore. And then there's also a book signing.
What the hell? What's happening here?
I think you hit my chair.
I
don't know. My chair just shot out from underneath me.
What is going on?
He thought Mike's pants were down. He thought he was going to get a surprise.
All right.
There's also a book signing.
I'm done.
Which we need more than four people for, if you don't mind.
It's all right.
Next Wednesday, May 26th, 7 o'clock, Book Soup.
Can I come back in and promote Book Soup?
Sure.
Sure.
Hey, Mike, who would win in a fight, you or I? I want you to be honest.
All right, we have to go, dude.
Did you hear that?
But did you hear that?
I think Jay's a dirtier fighter. I think he would be.
I told him, like, can you bite my finger off?
Yeah, here's the thing. Jay made the point once, you can't teach rage. And I'm trying to assess who's a meaner person. Because Jay, no matter how much you train, you can't teach rage, like you said.
You're fake mean.
I still think I could take it.
But you're not. If you're choking me, you won't bang my head on the cement.
No, I'd wait for you to tap out. And if you didn't tap out, you go to sleep. I would not bang your
head. You're saying he doesn't have the killer.
That's how are you going to get me in a submission?
That's why I wouldn't want to have a charity boxing.
But that ground game is my. I wrestled in college. Like, how are you going to get me in a submission? You went right to submission. How are you going to get me on the ground into a submission when that's my mm-hmm. scholarship material right there?
I know.
You better keep this fight on its feet, and you better run away after each jab.
But see, I don't want to because I don't want to punch you. I don't want to punch you.
All right, listen. All right,
why not?
Maybe this will be continued on a later day.
To punch you in the face. Wait,
when you come back for Book Soup, we can talk about that further then.
We have to break, and we have to do a contest for Weenie Roast tickets.
Yeah.
So who's there this week?
1-800-520-1067. Sublime with Rome, Stone Temple Pilots, Hole, Silver Sun Pickups. Bunch of others.
When you said that a little faster, Imus, Jesus.
That's a good reference.
Wait, Sublime
with Rome? I'm
sorry
I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that.
Sublime with Rome.
I did a bad thing.
No, you didn't.
Their new lead singer is named Rome.
Sublime with Rome.
With Rome. They can't call themselves.
Stone Temple Pilots?
Stone Temple Pilots, yeah.
If they show, go ahead.
They'll be there. Hole.
That's the one I want to see because I like her.
Silver Sun Pickups. Can you talk into the microphone?
Maybe if it wasn't broken like Mike's junk.
Well, you just grabbed
you tried
it.
To grab it.
What's wrong with you?
We need
to break. We need to do a contest for Weenie Roast tickets.
All right. Everyone come see me at the Irvine Improv. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Bean.
That's a great career move. Go on radio and don't talk.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it is time to give away some Weenie Roast tickets. The
Sold
Weenie
out
Roast
show.
Sold out show Saturday, June 5th. Hey, Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
You know.
No, we don't.
What are you doing here?
When the sun rises of time, love.
All right.
Okay.
Peace to you.
I believe you're here to host a little game we call Famous Weenies.
Famous.
We have your tickets to the sold-out Weenie Roast. All you have to do is really know. Famous Weenies, big and small. Sometimes you want to eat it all. Some can drive a boat because it's long. Famous Weenies. Oh, yeah, famous weenies. Oh, yeah, famous weenies. Oh, yeah. Can you name that? Famous weenie, yeah.
I think we need to drug test Omar.
Did anyone listen to that beforehand?
Who's with me?
really think it's our own fault.
Really? Come on now.
I dig that song.
All right, so you're going to Wheaties.
Tommy, you're going to host the
I'm going to host it.
Host again.
But how does this work? You'll be giving clues to our listeners about famous Wheaties.
Uh-huh.
Is Wheanie in the title of the answer?
No.
No.
These are just famous.
Okay.
All right. Wheanies, yeah.
I wasn't in the meeting yesterday.
All
so I wasn't
types
sure
of Wheanies,
got,
man.
It's a, got shaken down.
It's loosely tied into Wheanies in some way, but it's not necessarily part of the answer.
Wheanies, man.
Okay. Wheanies.
Yeah.
See, because it's hosted by Tommy Lee. So right. He's known for,
okay. It's not the size of the dog in the fight.
But it could be any kind of weenies, like the weenie that you would eat, like an Oscar Mayer
it could
wiener?
Be, man.
Could be.
Yeah.
Or is it like part of an anatomy? You're going
to have to play along.
It could be, man. Okay. Yeah.
You're going to have to play along. Louie, hi.
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 Say hi to Tommy.
Hi, Tommy.
Hey.
All right, what's the first question?
Go ahead.
No, you're
hosting.
Host.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Read it.
Yeah.
You read it.
Listen up. This dude's super famous, weenie. Ha. Was chopped off by his fug wife, Lorena, back in 1993. All right.
All right, Louie, who is that?
Clue.
John Bobbitt.
John Wayne Bobbitt.
Yep.
Close enough.
Congratulations.
All right.
Nicely done. You hold on.
You're in the running.
See, it's easy.
It's easy if you ask.
We're going to do a drawing? Is that what we're going
to
do?
Yeah.
We are, okay. Yes. Now you're going to ask the question again.
Do another one.
Oh, who's the contestant?
This is Bobby.
Good job.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Okay, Tommy, go ahead. Here's your question. Good luck. This is a tough one.
Yeah. This dude's famous weenie drove a boat in a sex video. Yeah, with his wife, Pam Anderson.
Tommy Lee.
Ha! It's me.
That was tough. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, dude.
That was a little easy, don't you think?
No.
Okay. Let's go to Gwendolyn. Hi, Gwendolyn.
Ah, Gwendolyn.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
Too bad you didn't get that last one. You're not going to get this one.
You ready?
Prove them wrong, Gwen.
The most famous and allegedly the largest weenie in porn history belonged to this dude, who died of AIDS. He also was totally involved with the Wonderland murders in 1981.
Oh, God, what's his name?
So we're asking you. What's
is it Vince Neil?
No.
No.
You're not supposed
you're
to
not
guess.
Supposed
whoa,
to guess.
Sorry.
All right, we need an answer. Give it a try.
Is it Geddy Lee?
It's Gwendolyn. I'm sorry. It's John Holmes.
John Holmes.
Sorry. John Holmes. Sorry. That was not quite as easy as Tommy Lee.
No.
But what are you going to do?
John Holmes is pretty famous, though.
Yeah.
For having a big weenie.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Welcome
hey,
to the game.
Hi, Gary.
Tommy, what's your question?
This famous American company of hot dogs and meats has been around for over 100 years and has its own weenie mobile. It's so rad.
It'd be Oscar Mayer.
Yes, it would.
Yeah,
well done.
Yeah.
Done.
Thanks, dude.
All right, hold on. You're good at this, Tommy. You should think about hosting like some kind of a game show. Or
I
something.
Should.
Yeah. Yeah, you're really good at this.
I used to host Rockstar Supernova.
Yes. Summer.
Hi.
Hi. Say hi to Tommy Lee.
What's up, Tommy Lee?
Hey.
Go ahead with the question, Tommy.
This is the most well-known and successful.
Really short of time.
Come on
really.
Now.
This is the most well-known and successful chain of hot dog-based fast food restaurants in the world. And this place is delicious. Ah.
Wiener Schnitzel.
Yes!
Yeah!
Nicely done.
Yeah!
All right, we have time
killer
for one
chili
more.
Fries.
And it's only because I like the question. We're really out of time. But let's go to Sivan.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Hey, Sivan.
We know Sivan.
We do.
Hey,
I banged.
Okay, Tommy.
This is a Southern California rock concert typically held in the summertime and is hosted by an influential Los Angeles rock radio station. This year it's on June 5th and features Paramore, STP, Devo, the Deftones, and other great acts. Yeah.
Tommy Lee, I think it's Weenie Rose.
Yes, it is. Oh. How did you do it?
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Lisa
May. Tough one.
All right. I'm mixing them up.
Drawing.
The winner is Louie.
Louie. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and time for the last look at the Showbiz Beat with Ralph Garman.
Yeah, everybody's talking about the fact there's no Megan Fox in Transformers 3.
I like the action, but it sure was nice eye candy to have her there.
Yeah, she's the reason I enjoy those films. I mean, Shia LaBeouf is good, but he doesn't get a lot of chance to act in those movies other than, oh my God, here comes...
right.
Homotron, or whatever the guy's name is.
I don't think it's Homotron.
I think it is.
Oh.
this means Megan won't be working with Michael Bay again.
Oh, no.
Didn't they have words or something?
Well,
an argument?
She did compare him to Adolf Hitler and Napoleon last year in a magazine article. I don't know if that means they get along or don't.
Probably don't, then.
She also said that he insisted that she go into the tanning booths and tanning salon to get a healthier-looking skin tone for the sequel.
Okay.
And she said she was over-tanning, and she said she thought he was trying to damage not he was trying to, but the result was damage and possible skin cancer. So she was concerned about that as well. Not happy with anything he asked her to do for the second
wow.
movie, apparently.
Get a tan. Take it easy.
So,
come on.
She will not be returning to the franchise. And depending on who you talk to, is either the studio didn't offer her a contract or they did and she said no. But either way, she won't be there. Sorry.
That's a shame.
Sure is. However, the Twilight dispute is over, and Kellan Lutz and Ashley Green will be back.
I didn't know there was a Twilight dispute.
Yeah, they were holding out.
Oh.
They're doing the final film, Breaking Dawn. It looks like they're going to make two films out of the final book of Twilight, because apparently it's a massive book, and they're going to make as much money as they can out of it by splitting it up into two films.
Ashley Green is the hottest part of that whole series.
Absolutely. So they were holding out because the other kids, Sparkly and Harry and Funky.
Right.
They're getting a big pay raise.
So
I
see.
The supporting actors wanted not as much money, but in proportion, you know, a raise.
Makes sense.
They were holding out, and they finally got their deal. They're expected to bring in about $1.2, $1.3 million for each of the Breaking Dawn movies. And like I said, I think there's going to be two of them. So not a bad check for a couple months' work.
Nope.
They're talking about making them in 3D, too, by the way, the last
Are
Twilight
they?
Films, yeah.
Everything's 3D.
Everything has got to be in 3D, or else it doesn't count. Amy Winehouse is off the wagon again.
Yeah.
London Sun tabloid says she was rushed to the hospital for alcohol poisoning for the fourth time in 6 months this week.
Man, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Alcohol poisoning. I mean, that's intense.
If you're so drunk, you have to go to the hospital.
Yeah, you can
that's
die.
That's drunk.
For sure.
I've been drunk.
Yes, you have.
Really drunk.
Yes, you have.
Never gone to the hospital.
Maybe you should have. For poison. Sometimes maybe you should have.
Okay,
there's a few occasions I can think of.
All right.
We had paramedics standing by. That's all I have to tell
in
you.
Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Word is she's happy when she goes into the hospital because she enjoys being cared for by the medical personnel there. She likes the nurses and she likes people coming in and taking care of her.
Well, why doesn't she just hire a nurse to take care of her at home?
It's a great idea. Give her an IV of vodka.
Right.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Give her a sponge bath at the same time.
We've got this breaking news. A judge today has just issued a warrant for the arrest of Lindsay Lohan.
We were wondering about that. She's supposed to be
there.
She
missed her court hearing in her DUI case. Now, she's been stranded at the Cannes Film Festival for some time now. First of all, I don't know why she went there in the first place when she still had four DUI classes to complete.
She hadn't finished
part
them.
Of her probation.
Right, there is that.
But then she was saying the Icelandic volcano was keeping her from returning.
Which was true for a certain amount of planes. They couldn't leave London for a long time.
Right.
I don't know if it affected her or not.
But once that cleared up, she said she lost her passport.
Right. Someone stole it.
Well, the judge says actions speak louder than words. She has to take this seriously. I warned her before.
Yeah, she's tired of her S.
Yeah. So she's going to have to pay $100,000 bail. And she will be fitted with an alcohol monitoring bracelet, by the way. That's the plan that the judge has.
So if she drinks, a warning goes off?
It's got a contact that goes onto your skin and reads your skin. And if there's alcohol in your system, it notifies authorities. Can you imagine if she actually has to stop drinking?
Wow.
She'll lose her mind.
She will.
Anyway, more details forthcoming, but that's the breaking news. That could be a very interesting story. Looking forward to that. And Miley Cyrus is toxic. I've been saying this for a long, long time now. Miley Cyrus is toxic. And now it's been proven. Walmart had to pull their entire line of Miley Cyrus jewelry yesterday.
I didn't know she had jewelry.
She has her own jewelry line. Of course she does.
All right.
Turns out that all of her jewelry contains high levels of cadmium, which is a toxic heavy metal.
Where were they made?
Yeah, they don't know that making it?
I'm sure
it's probably
made in Thailand.
I don't think Miley's sitting in her house crafting her own jewelry.
No, but aren't there companies that make jewelry?
Sure, but if you want to do it cheaply, you send it over to China or some other place, and they don't have the strict standards when it comes to metallurgy as we do here in the States.
Maybe any standards.
Apparently, the jewelry is not that dangerous to wear, but if you put it in your mouth, if you bite on it or suck on it, you could get sick and have problems with brain development.
Wow.
Especially in children. And, of course, Miley's fans are mostly children.
Sure.
So
there's that.
So if you have any Miley Cyrus jewelry,
flush it down the toilet, get rid of it,
or put it in the nearest nuclear reactor because apparently it's radioactive and it will do good things. Today's celebrity birthdays. Jane Wiedlin of the Go-Go's is 52 years old today. Bronson Pinchot, who was in Perfect Strangers and Beverly Hills Cop, he's 51. Timothy Oliphant, Justified and Deadwood, 42 years old. Busta Rhymes is 38. And Cher. Oh, Cher.
Oh, I wish I had that song up, but I don't.
Well, go get it
Are
up.
Are you serious?
Oh, I sure wish
Come
I
on.
Every time this morning.
I need a little auto-tune, believe. She's an Oscar winner. She's a singer, songwriter. She's been a star for many, many years. She's been a star for like 40 years. Still cranking out the hits. This is probably her biggest one. And I just love it because it makes me want to shake my ass.
Can't find it.
Makes me want to get up there and just...
Takes time to believe
it. Yeah, auto-tune.
Song blows.
Come on, let's all dance.
Was that the first use of the auto-tune?
That was
think?
The first hit that used auto-tune.
And everybody went, wow, that sounds weird. We got to do that.
Who's that Cher robot, they said. And it turns out that now everybody uses it. So she's a pioneer as well. And we give her homage.
Glendale.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, we have an all-new program. Tomorrow, unfortunately, today we had to bump, I guess. But tomorrow, we're going to talk to Michael Stevenson, who has put out a movie called The Best Worst Movie Ever.
Yes.
And it's about Troll 2.
Documentary.
Which was a movie that had nothing to do with Troll 1, the original Troll.
What was that?
Nothing. Zero.
Right.
But they named it Troll 2 for what reason, I don't know.
Because Troll, the first Troll, made a little money, and they thought they could make a little money coattailing on that.
It's success. Become a huge cult hit. And people are watching it at midnight all over the country, and it's just bizarre.
Nilbog!
Adam Carolla this week in Rage because it's Friday. We've got the movie beat. We've got Gregory Itzen, who plays the former president on 24.
Yeah, he was also the boss on Mentalist, too.
Yes, he was, as a matter of fact. We have Seth MacFarlane tomorrow
on
the show. How about that? And we have Henry Ian Cusick, who plays Desmond on Lost.
That's right, brother.
Talking about the Lost series.
I keep pushing the button, brother. Down on the hatch, brother.
Finale.
That's right, brother.
Which is going to be...
See you in the next life, brother.
Sunday night.
See you in the next life, brother.
2 hours of recap, 2.5 hour season finale, series finale, and then the entire cast is on Jimmy Kimmel.
I can withstand electromagnetism, brother. I'm the key to the island, brother.
That's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Kat is next. She's got 40 minutes of nonstop K-Rock. She's got a silent film. It's a new song called You Will Leave a Mark. She's got Rise Against. She's got Apocalyptica. And she's got Kings of Leon coming up as part of 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock.